I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Hello, 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 and welcome to show number 21 of the Sean Kennedy the Fucking Man Show. As long as we're on the air and Tariff 22 does not fuck us here in Canada! God damn those god fuckers!
They're at us again!
That's why I wigged out last show. That's why I got all crazy last show. And I didn't take my vitamin B. Going through the... incidentally, you are free to distribute this in all forms of its broadcast, so everyone all around the world can hear my open-source whining.
La, la, la.
Everyone everywhere can hear me wig out, because that's what I do.
Even
on
the UK.
Air, even in the UK. Especially for Simon in Manchester. He's a little freak. But, yeah, he stayed up till, like, he wrote some exams last week, and he stayed up. He's way too late. Way too late in biology and shit. Go to bed now.
To the archive.
Download tomorrow, or we rebroadcast tomorrow at noon for, and which I think is about, like, what? Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday at noon our time, 8 hours earlier than that.
So,
figure it out.
So, it'd be about 8 o'clock. It would be 8 o'clock in Manchester. So, for everyone in the UK, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, British time, you can fucking listen to the show. All right? Going through the IRC tonight, everyone who made it in here, what do we got? We got Smokehouse, the One Walker Wonder. Yes, that's right here, my man, Smokey. Abadooby, Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Pinky Boy, Cabot, Countersink, Croji Robot, Delamorta, Dr. Zodiac, Disturbed, Decker Casey, Notion, Fester D. Penis, Frozen Fox. You know, African Love Turtle isn't here tonight, and I miss him.
Oh, no.
Neither is his
what
mom.
What
misses
what's
African
going
Love
on?
Turtle? I don't know. Maybe he's off doing African Love Turtle stuff.
Yeah.
Frozen Fox, God Money, Gorka, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Eating. Stop eating. Your footstep away from the salad bar. Jodath Moore, K16, Valedictory, Kadath, hey Kadath, Kexler, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Merry Away, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Neuralized, Nomad Coppertop, Passive Eugenics, Pipamo, Pyra, Root Word, Sarah Goblin, Sidegon, Sir Dark, Soab, So Fucking Retarded, Sparky, Tantrix, Doubt Eight Cheese, Tarwar, The Bug, Templar, Knight, Transistor, TYS. Who is that? We know who that is.
They've been here before. I don't know what it stands for.
Yes. WS Ninja, Zandad, First of the Fallen, AHXSE, Axie, Simon in Manchester, D-Day Species, and Kokanee just jumped in there in the last minute, and we're not going to get into the gigantic raging race of the IRC. So if you stick around to the end of the show, I'll be reading it at the end of the show as well. So let's see what else is going on. If you want to contact us and you'd like to know what's going on in our world, or you got information for us, you can get me at theman@rantradio.com, or you can get Samarian at
info@rantradio.com.
That's right, and through us you can get your message out, and we can, you know,
through us you can channel your dead loved ones.
Yeah, that's right, and I will be I'll be, like, you know, giving that. Who was that? No, there was a chick who, what was her name that broke?
Going into convulsions.
There's this fucking bitch who channels people. What's her name, man? She's got, like, this one Rantha. The Rantha bitch. And when, that's how she, yeah, she's this woman. She's the only one who channels Rantha.
Oh,
she gets
yeah
up on stage.
I wish there was my Rantha.
And that's how she greets everyone. You know, she channels Rantha, and then she gets up, and she's walking around barefoot, and she looks at everyone and bows and goes, N-dee. And I'm like,
well,
wow,
it's a good gig if you can get it.
It's a nice gig. I channel dead spirits. Why doesn't anyone else? Because I'm the only one. What if somebody else claimed that they channeled Rantha?
They'd have to have a duel, I think.
I think so. Maybe a lightsaber duel?
No. They'd have to go on stage.
It'd be just bad. Get the carp. But speaking of carp, we don't talk about carp because we've got a new problem. We've got fucking Sheriff 22.
Closer to home.
Yeah, what's that all about? Now, carp was talking about how they said that, well, you got to have a listener base, and then you figure out your average income and slide rulers and the mean mode.
Songs you play in
and your XY axis and real time and dynamic and over the median.
The integrals of the...
Yeah, the coefficients graphs, and get the positron glider.
And you owe us a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah.
Bottom line. So what's...
Give us all your money.
Give us your fucking cash. Funny, I didn't see them pull the gun. What exactly is Tariff 22, which is the Canadian answer to that?
That's right. Well, we fought against CARP up here in Rant Radio Land, and it really didn't directly affect us, but we fought anyway, and it was defeated.
Yay!
But now we're under attack from friendly SOCAN.
SOCAN, those great guys.
Society of Canadian Artists, and you're throwing an N at the end, I think. I can't remember what it stands for. But it's a society that protects Canadian artists and regulates how many songs are played on the radio and pays them accordingly. And only the top 10 Canadian artists ever actually get money. You know, works like that. What they do is they go around to all the Canadian radio stations, and all the Canadian radio stations write down exactly what they play. Every time they play a song, they write it down, and they send it into SOCAN. SOCAN, at the end of the year or every month, adds them up and probably only adds up the top 50 or something and cuts the checks that way. And Bare Naked Ladies get some money, and Bryan Adams gets some money, and Celine Dion gets some money.
Gee, that sounds like a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, it does, because the small Canadian artists don't get anything. But that's besides the point. So
what do we do to fight this? How do we stop this shit?
Well, I haven't got into what we're fighting yet. Okay.
Well, we want to fight something.
We're ready to fight. Tell us what to fight.
I was working on my format.
Yeah, I know that.
I just wanted to get in there.
So
when do we fight?
So SOCAN wants to regulate the internet now. We think we know what this digital stuff's about. We've seen a computer, and we want our money.
We watch tech TV, and goddammit, we want some money, too.
We've heard that they play these MP4s or MPs or something on
there. That's right. And we'll call our own military police and have them arrest you.
And we want some money. So what they want to do is that what they've got proposed is we keep track of all the listeners. Big Brother. Yes, I would have to keep track of all the listeners, all you people listening right now.
Oh yeah, like that's going to happen.
And send in your tracking ID and stuff like that. So, you know, you'd have to sign in to Rant Radio to listen. Wouldn't that be fun?
Whatever, fuck.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, isn't there a way we can just... Okay, never mind. I'll wait for you to be done before I start trying to find loopholes for this thing.
Yeah. And the next thing is I have to pay, if this goes through... starting 2003, is I have to pay 25 cents per listener per month.
Jesus Christ.
Now, it's way worse than CARP, if you think about it.
Well, I think about it, and I think it's worse than CARP anyway.
Yeah. It's not based on songs. So they don't care what songs you're playing, or how often they play, or however
so
many songs.
They don't
songs.
Give a fuck. It's how many listeners you got, give us money.
Yeah. We're just going to make a really simple formula. So we wouldn't even have our backup plan of going to all talk.
Wow, that really sucks. That means we're, like, well and truly fucked here.
Yeah. So I worked
weird.
It out. It's about $1,500 based on our current listener average of 30 days.
Wow.
It's a little bit more than I can put in without, like, going hungry each month. Like,
yeah,
literally.
That's a lot of money.
And also, I don't think there's enough rich listeners out there to be able to donate that much. Plus, I wouldn't want to put money in the pockets of SOCAN when...
Well,
you
I
know,
mean, well, we're gonna wait to see if we can defeat it first before we start making battle plans.
That's right. And also, do you really think... I play about 20 or 25 groups currently right now on Rand Radio, or 30 or something. And my band, Porn on Beta, is one of them.
Yeah.
Do you really think Porn on Beta is going to see the...
Not a dime.
Say, $50 or $75
not,
at
not,
the end of the
not
day?
Not a fucking dime. Not one
yeah,
dime.
Yeah, that's about right.
This
so.
Is going to kill every single fucking internet radio station in Canada.
So where does this money go to? Well, we have processing fees and fees for the people who
do
the processing. And well, there's paperwork, too. And well, there's no money for Porn on Beta. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, wasn't that where the money's supposed to go?
Yeah.
No, it's not going there.
So that sounds like
a whole lot of crap, hey?
Yeah, so, that sounds like a whole lot of crap, actually.
What do we do?
Yeah, well, now, is this the part where I say, how do we fight this?
Well, I have a page set up about this.
Do
imagine
you?
That.
Nice.
Me, Sumerian, is leading the fight.
Are you?
Against Tariff 22.
Attaboy!
I am the voice of Canadian internet broadcasters.
Whoa, shit. I don't know if my ego and your ego can fit in the same room anymore.
So there's the link.
Whoa, wait a minute. I'm the media icon here. What's this? You're the station manager. I'm the one who's supposed to be leading fights. Well, of course, I can't lead. You know, I can really fight my way out of a paper bag. But what? Now you got to fuck with Sim, and he watches a lot. I mean, a lot of Jackie Chan. Okay? A lot of Jackie Chan.
Watch out. I've seen some kung fu movies.
And he's a vegan.
Yes.
And we all know we're not.
Thin and wiry. And,
we're not fucking with the vegans.
They will defeat you.
They will defeat you because they're so kind.
So, I've got this page set up about it and all the details of Tariff 22. It outlines and gives you a link straight to it.
This thing sounds like a fucking nightmare, man. Like, this is really going to screw us over. That would mean that I wouldn't be able to circulate my rants. That would mean that I wouldn't be
it's
able to...
It's all over, man.
Yeah, basically, it's
all over.
It's Goodnight Irene for Rant Radio. And
here, you can see the banner. Tariff 22 equals death of Canadian internet radio.
Wow, that's really not cool.
No. So here's the outline on that page I posted in the IRC. You can just go to rantradio.com and click on the top banner, the red and white banner.
Wow.
The Canadian colors.
Yeah, which I don't know why we have Canadian colors, because Canada seems to be trying to fuck us, but anyway.
Well, at least SOCAN does.
Yeah.
Well, there's three things. Well, there's more than three things you can do at this moment, but the main three things is to write to the guy that listens to what you're supposed to be complaining about.
His name is Claude Majot.
And he's the guy you complain to. His name is on the complaint list.
Now, everybody listen up. If you are smart, like Leshek and those crowd, okay, or Trotsky's Ghost or Smokehouse,
yep.
Write an educated letter.
Yeah.
Do not write a Lieutenant Major zombie letter where it's like, you fucking suck, Claude Mijot. You take this out, we hacksaw you. Your toaster no longer works because power is sifting from eyes. Wong! Okay, that is not
that's
the fucking
not
letter.
Work.
That's not going to work, guys.
Hence okay. It says, well thought out and non-threatening opinions.
Yeah, seriously, guys, no word of a lie. This is not bullshit. Yep. If this goes through, the radio's gone. Rant Radio is gone. Everything's gone. We're done. Okay? I mean, in a way, for us, it's not like I'm sitting here begging for a job. Because bear in mind, we're not paid by this, okay? Nobody's made any money. Fuck, we've lost more money than this.
Yeah.
Okay? Like...
Well, we haven't made any, so we must have lost
some. We must have lost some. I mean, shit. I mean, how many episodes we got of what the hell? I mean, how many hours?
Hundreds.
If it was getting paid $1 an hour, I mean,
rich. Oh
yeah, not only that, I'd probably be able to, you know, speak two or three languages. I mean, you know, Jesus, I could probably program Perl, you know, or something. But
write an email to him.
Write an email, or if you can fax something.
Fax.
Don't phone and leave messages, because that's a little bit harassing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can write a piece of mail, too. That's pretty impressive if you can.
Snail mail is king.
Oh, yeah, because they have to open that.
They have to respond by law to snail mail. Yeah. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth.
So there's his address on that page as well, and his fax and his email.
So spend the 50 cents per Rant Radio, okay?
Yeah.
Get the mail up here. People in Europe... Okay, they want to have Canadian content. Simon over
there's
there in
like
Manchester,
three
fucking
or four
write a letter.
People that have emailed me saying, "I love Rant Radio. What can I do?"
Just oh my God, there's like people from Germany.
Yeah.
There's people in Denmark, Sweden,
all over the world.
Fred in Sweden. Fred, he can.
Just
everybody.
Because you're not Canadian.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you don't listen to Rant Radio.
Absolutely. And if they're sitting there going, "Well, we're getting
it's
letters from
you.
Fucking China. We're getting letters from Japan." If you've never done anything for Rant Radio before, guys, like, no shit. We need it now because it's going to kill us. It's going to bury us, all right?
We're not asking for money. We're just asking for a letter.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. We're not asking for money yet. You know, you can give us 50 cents now or you can give us, like, fucking a donation later and listen to me drool on like Sally Struthers. For a price of a cup of coffee, you can keep it. No, you don't want that. I don't want that. Nobody wants that. Okay, it's a very serious bad deal.
Second thing is you can do is put a banner on your page to point to this. So somebody comes across your page, oh, what's that? They'll click on it and read it.
Even if you think I'm a fucking pinhead, even if you don't agree with anything I'm saying, or you know people who don't agree with anything that I'm saying, that's fine, but I have the right to say it.
Yeah.
Okay, and we all have the rights to get on the microphone, because this isn't just us. I mean, you can't start up a Showcast server in your bedroom. That's what that means.
In Canada.
You can't do it. It doesn't happen, and you just silence, like, 26 million people or 30 million people. How many people?
All the stations that exist right now and all the future stations that might exist.
That means Dish Media is gone.
Yep.
That means that the Soab and his stuff that he's got going on is gone.
Yep.
Everything we got is fucking toast, and I don't want to see something that ran for 3 years and then stopped by some bullshit government legislation. Like, what a way to go down.
I know.
You know, that would really suck hard. So, guys, everybody who's out there right now, if you downloaded this and you're listening to this, as a recorded thing, just pause it, okay, and write a quick letter, okay, handwrite it, fucking mail it, okay, please, because if you don't, this will be one of the last shows you download.
And, that's right. We don't want it to be.
Time will tell, man. Time will tell. And, I mean, come on, what... There's one thing to go pirate, and then there's the other thing where we're circulating in a kazaa and you're trying to scramble for shit.
That sucks.
I mean, that sucks, dude. And how far do we got to go? How far do we got to go before we get it back, you know?
How far underground do we have to go?
You know?
I don't want to go underground.
I don't want to go underground. I'll go to ground.
If we're forced to, we will.
Because I'm not shutting up. I mean, you know, it takes more than this to shut me up. But
I'd rather stand and fight.
Yeah, and this is
the last.
And is it just us? Are we the only guys out here? Is it all bullshit? Is everything we've done bullshit? Is all my rants for fuck all? You know, is all you guys who sent me letters saying, oh, man, thanks a lot for doing this. That's really cool. You know, you're the fucking man. Okay, well, if everybody who sent me an email saying I'm the fucking man actually took the effort and wrote a snail mail message, that'd be 600-700 letters easy.
And that would make him look
And that'd be
twice.
Like, whoa, I don't know who the fuck Sean Kennedy is.
But he's got a lot of people who like him.
And he's got a lot of people who apparently this guy's helped over the internet radio.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is.
Tell them what Rant Radio's done for you.
Yeah,
How about that?
Tell them, let them know that I'm entertaining, I'm a comedian,
Yep.
Most of my rants are all comedy value. That's what it is, okay? I'm out here trying to entertain you guys and make sure that you don't wind up going nuts and wigging out, and I give you a positive outlet, sort of like, Ice-T and all the other cool bands, okay? Or, Rammstein. Go ahead.
The thing is, I don't disagree with giving these people money if we made money off of it. If we're making money off of other people's stuff, like if I played music and raked in the cash.
We're a legit station, by the way. Everyone who we're playing here, we're not playing pirated MP3s. Don't think we're playing shit that is, we didn't ask permission for. Every single song in rotation on this station.
We asked the companies and bands.
Yeah. SPF 1000, the one guys who did my intro.
They're like, yeah, play us.
They're digging us, and I'm digging them. SPF 1000. And how many of you guys would never have heard of SPF 1000 if it wasn't for Rant Radio, man?
That's right.
You know, and I don't want to turn this into a fundraiser drive, but dude, seriously, man, this is fucking brutal.
So the third thing you can do is to get this word out. Post this story on all the online publications that you know of. It's already on Tarushin.
That's right.
It's already on Geek News.
All right.
We needed to get it on Slashdot. I know of two people, one person and myself, who posted on Slashdot. It takes a lot of notice
to get it
on Slashdot, because they get a lot of stories.
Yeah, they
so
do.
If they see this 20 or 30 times appear before their eyes, they're going to go, oh, wait, this might be actually a story. And if it gets on Slashdot, it will get notice. I've also emailed the CARP people about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because they probably will help.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, have we talked to them?
I haven't talked to them yet.
Okay, because that
would
be
another one. Or give us suggestions. Email info@rantradio.com.
Yeah, whatever you can do. But seriously, somewhere out there, there's a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old kids listening who are like, I want to be lead Hacksaw. You know, guys, we don't need lead Hacksaw. Okay,
no.
To write one letter. Your letter from Buddy in his bedroom in fucking Wisconsin and buttfuck nowhere surrounded by Mennonites, you are able to write a letter and keep us on the air so we can keep bringing you the good stuff, okay? And if you can do it, that'll rock. But if you can't, we're screwed!
So I've already written a letter.
So distress call to the walks.
And Jared Kant and David Collier Brown have also written a letter.
Oh, really?
Helping out, and sent it to this guy already.
Oh, right on.
So I want to get more names up. Like, I've got all the lists of news publications that have already posted this. Corrosion, DSL Reports, Schnitz.org, Vancouver Independent Media, Cult.net, Overclockers Forum, Cult Black Milk, Geek News, and Skull Crew have all posted news stories
right on
about this. And there's a whole bunch of sites with banners on there, and I've also listed people who have emailed. And there's some banners at the bottom that you can use. A little SOCAN symbol burning up in flames.
Sure.
It's kind of a neat little one. And the top one, That's the one I suggest you use. You can
the top one's pretty good.
That was a nice one. Very clean.
Yeah, it's very clean. Silence equals death kind of a thing going on there. And it is. And silence does equal death, man. And how many times have we seen it? You know, and it's been known throughout history. If you control the media, you control the populace. And this is the last form of free media out there.
Yep.
This is it. And this is it. We knew this was coming. We've been talking about this for years, guys.
Yep.
We've been talking about this since day one.
Here it comes.
Okay. What, did you think I was fucking joking? You know, we're not making this shit up, okay? And if we want to get this out, we've got some good plans for stuff coming up. We've got some great plans for some good times. And, guys, please help us. Please. Please help us. Because if you don't, we're fucked.
So we have until July 10th.
July 10th. That's not a lot of time, dude. That's like 8 fucking days.
No,
7
July,
days.
July.
June. So that's like 30 days.
Yeah. So we got 30 days.
But still, that doesn't mean shit. Write two letters.
Yeah.
Okay, write
Keep
three
writing.
Letters. Write a letter every day. Write a letter every time you hear the show. We're going to be dogging you about this for the next few shows, so please.
Yep,
and the minute you write a snail mail letter, please let us know so we can give you the credit for it,
so we can let you know
what's
up
there.
Up there so people get inspired, because you can read through the letters that have been sent if you're having trouble figuring out what to say.
That's right.
And actually, a listener, Pipimo, went down today, or a couple days ago, to the office.
Really?
To the office of Claude Majot.
Really?
To talk personally with him.
Did he?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a he or she. Did they?
They went down today, and he wasn't in, unfortunately. Isn't that amazing?
That's taking time out of your life. That's I wish I had something to send you, buddy. I don't have anything to send you.
Because they live in Ottawa, so they could walk right down to the Secretary General.
You know, I'd say thanks, but that just doesn't really cover it.
No, that is amazing.
Like, wow, Pipimo is now the champion of Rant Radio in Ottawa. Like, thank you very much. And, you know, Pipimo, if you do go down there and you do talk to the guy, it'd be really cool if you let us know what he said.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool, because we'd like to know, because this is...
To see how he reacts to this.
This is our world. This is what's going on, and, you know, it's not cool,
Yeah, this was first filed in 1996. They've been trying to get this in, but I have a sneaking suspicion that it's coming in this year.
Pretty quick. So
these are the same people who put tax on CDs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
we like them.
They've got those in, and tax on videotapes.
That's great.
Because it protects the artist.
Yeah, and that's not cool.
Yeah, so there's they're awful.
All right, well, I got a mail back from, and I don't know what the leech pick version of this, but number sign B, up arrow, close bracket, whatever the hell that is, and is it bite? I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah.
Turn your head sideways. It's a little nose, mouth, two eyes, and some...
Oh, I suck.
You are not leech.
I am not leech.
You go home now.
it's from a really, really digital John from Garfield. And he wrote in on feedback. He said, check out www.distributed.net. Post that in the IRC.
I shall.
If you've never heard of it, the Breeze Their Mission Statement, it would make a great lead-in for a topic and the fallacy of privacy in the digital world. I've dedicated two of my CPUs in my net to this project. A good CPU is a terrible thing to waste. Okay, and this is the kind of thing where they talk about... this is the kind of thing I can't let allow myself to be sucked into the IRC.
Don't do it.
Don't look at the IRC. This is the kind of thing that you wouldn't hear about without Rant Radio, but this is really kind of cool. It allows people to instead of doing your distributed computing through things like SETI, it gives people to working on other projects.
It's like the central hub for all the distributed networking.
It's very cool. It's a very cool concept, and we've got like you know, we're giving like supercomputers for justice. You know, add your note to the great distributed computing network, which is kind of cool. I've got another email from Fred in Sweden.
Fred
in Sweden. Hello, Fred.
Hello.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Hello, Sean. Cool. Listening to show right now. Nice that you have it on the site. If you want to know more about C64 music, I host the site for a Swedish public radio show about computer and console music. Lots of C64, Nintendo, Sega, and stuff.
Stuff.
And
that's
stuff.
What I'm interested
stuff
in.
Stuff is fucking cool. This website here, www.ko2000nu-syntax-error.
Syntax error.
Well, there's an error. I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd kill to see a syntax error. I'd love to see one. I'd be like, what the fuck? I still don't know how to fix one. I'd be like, shit!
What do I do?
Oh, God.
I still don't know.
Whoa, easy there, Mouse.
Easy, Mouse.
Rabbit Mouse.
You need some easy now, T. Easy now.
Easy now. We're in a supermarket, me and Sam, man. We're in the organic food section.
This is so funny.
And there's, like, these different kinds of teas, right? Because, you know, everybody's into the tea, you know. It's all, you know, the thing to do now. And they got, like, Thinko, you know, Ginkgo and Cola Nut and all this other shit. Make you think faster and all this kind of jazz.
Yep.
And there's a tea in there called Easy Now. And what you do is that the way the tea works is it goes, easy now, easy now, easy now.
Just calm down. Easy now.
Easy now. So I was just thinking about that, and I was like, dude, you know, because if ever, you know, you have that in the office and somebody's waking out or whatever, you're like, oh, you need some easy now.
Hold it up like a Mentos. Easy now.
Easy now. You know, like, what the fuck? Yeah, you'd be giving that shit to me wholesale. From InfoLoop, our man InfoLoop. Now this
InfoLoop.
This is an interesting email here.
He's the guy who played your rant on the
actually got it on campus radio. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Turn that off right now.
from InfoLoop. Apparently, I've acquired some political pull in certain campus community radios organized. certain campus community radio organizations have all ended up coordinating a group of campus radio volunteers that foolishly want to go to the G8. Let me repeat that. There's a bunch of people who are coordinating a group of campus radio volunteers that want to go to the G8 summit in Kananaskis. Okay, right. Now that's the G8 summit that's happening in Alberta, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're hiding it well in the bushes,
yeah,
so nobody can get there.
It's at a summit in the bushes, and there's a whole bunch of forest all the way around it. Okay. Anyway, other than wearing body armor and staying the fuck away from that place now that they're authorized deadly force, what else do you think I should do to make sure these people don't do anything stupid like getting themselves killed in the name of campus community radio? Also, where the hell would I be able to get some MREs, which is meals ready to eat?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'd like to talk to InfoLoop here and everyone who InfoLoop has listening to this, you know, broadcast. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, okay? Everyone who's listening, I'm ex-military. I also know people who are currently in the military, okay? The PPCLI are slated to be governing that, okay? They're the people going to be doing security there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They are not to be fucked with.
They know their job.
Okay, guys, don't go. This is not a fight you can win. If you're running around in the bush out there after 9/11, okay, you are gonna get fucking hurt. You could get shot. You could get killed, and it's your own fault. Now listen up. There's no body armor in the world, okay? Unless the only body armor in the world that stops 5.56 and 7.62 is Second Chance Class 5, and unless you can spring for the $7,000 that it costs to buy that, and then you're gonna be risking jail time if they don't smack you in the head. These people do not fuck around, okay? You do not want to know how many of the PPCLI do steroids on a regular basis. Okay, these are not... This isn't like some little faggot thing where you're going to get hit with tear gas, okay?
No.
This is not tear gas. They don't give the Army tear gas.
This is out of the public
They're
eye.
In there with live rounds in a heavy forested setting. They will fucking shoot you and make any story up they want. Do not go there. If you're going to go there... Okay, and you want to protest, you want to be seen, put it on the road, okay? Put it on the road outside the summit where there's lots of cameras watching you, where all the media is. Go where the media is, stay near the media. Do not try to sneak in. You will get killed, okay? I'm not kidding here. These guys are itching for a reason to pull a trigger, and they're all fucking crazy, all right? So, listen to what I'm saying. I don't want to hear anybody getting shot,
All
right, because you've been fucking told, and I'm not lying here, all right? It's not a war you can win. Stay near the cameras. Do not go in the fucking forest because you'll get your ass handed to you, all right? Now, as to the meals ready to eat, you can pick them up in most Army surplus stores. They're usually by Magic Pantry are the ones that you can get, or you can go down across the line. Any Army surplus store has the MREs. Now, military MREs taste like shit. Okay, you can actually go to Mountain Equipment Co-op. I don't know if you've got them in Eastern Canada, but that's a very cool place. You get a lot of that camp food, freeze-dried stuff. Tastes about a billion times better.
He's up in Northern BC.
Is he up in Northern BC?
Yeah.
Great, but you're looking at Army Surplus stores for that shit.
Yeah.
Dave's Army Surplus in New Westminster is my Army Surplus god, so he's who I deal with, okay? But dude, Do not fuck around. These people are not kidding. Now then, from Id Fungus.
Id Fungus.
Id Fungus is my man. He's
Mr.
like
Mr. Art.
Mr. Comic Book Artist. The guy rocks.
I want some more of that comic strip.
Yeah, that he looks, was drawing a comic strip.
That looks so cool.
That is so slick. I've got a new thing for him to drop tonight, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
going to have something new for him to drop. But he's got the Goon Squad. Once again, he's been doing mad art skills. He's been doing stuff. And those of you who are not into, or who are into riffs, or have looked at riffs, he's got Lodor the Battletoad. He's got some Juicer Chicks there. He's got the Satanic Wog Mecha happening. Very, very, very cool, okay? Very cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah, he's and, like, the chick's sexy.
That one?
That's damn near shower material. Juicer in
Juicer in a thong?
Juicer in a thong? Juicer in a...
looking she's like, fully wired.
She's like Jean Grey in a thong with juicer harness. Oh, very nice. More Lodor sketches.
Lodor is fully equipped.
Lodor is kitted out. Don't be fucking with the toad.
That is so good. These are awesome.
Lodor King Toad is just the goo. I mean, you can't mess with it. Goon Squad, I mean, Jesus, you know? That's so cool that the guy's out there and he's like...
Such a wicked picture.
It is such a cool picture. And I'm like, wow, man, like, I want that on a t-shirt. You know, that's that's so sly. You know, goddamn. Just to have somebody...
Oh, wait. If you want to buy a t-shirt with this guy on it, go to angryshirts.com.
Really?
And order... I didn't know this.
Well, let's go there and check it out.
I wonder if that's actually true.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
If not, it's true now. Because he's probably listening. Property of Third Academy of Defense.
There's Nixter lounging in a chair there.
Nixter, you're the shit.
I don't think Lodor is quite ready for sale, but I think they're preparing Lodor. I don't know. We'll
brainwashed by modern-day Che Guevara. He's got, like, a bunch of shit here.
Kill the trendy.
You gotta love him, eh? Conform.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
I am Wog. Hear me roar.
Oh, yeah, with
TK.
The big TK, I am Wog, with the katana. Yeah.
Cool.
You have
look
John...
at that picture, and you don't want to fuck with that. Yeah.
You have John Travolta, I have Temperament. That's fucking slaughterhouse.
Oh, my God. Okay, next one.
Next one. That's awesome. God. Very, very cool. Goon Squad. Props to Goon Squad. Everyone in Europe, go to Goon Squad, man. I mean, dude, you're going to make some serious money.
That's some... Good stuff.
Yeah, Goon Squad doesn't need to worry. I mean, he should be checking out role-playing games and cyberpunk stuff. And I'd love to see some cyberpunk stuff from the guy. But don't worry, that's not what I'm talking about. I'll be telling you what I got going on.
There's more links in the IRC for his stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just sexy. I mean, dude. You know, I used to mess around with some art in school and stuff, but I never kept up with it.
Damn, this is good.
Yeah, and the guy is just amazing. So, anyway, while we're posting that, from Leshek, who always gives me, like, the most brilliant shit in the world here, this may be a link worth presenting. Look at that. Like, Leshek, write that letter. Write that letter. Look at that.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's tons of theoretical information about hacking out there, but very few sites actually offer practical training in the legal safety of your own shell account. Wannabe hacksors are urged to this site, which is www.trytohack.nl.
These are neat.
These are very cool. This site features at least 9 challenges of gradually increasing difficulty involving web hacking. Whack, whack, whack. Give me some fuck, Jack. Each level requires a username and password to proceed to the next. The hacker is required to first analyze HTML sources, later using more sophisticated tools, find the information required to proceed to the next level. The challenges are skillfully designed, and misdirecting information is scattered throughout. Although I have no hands-on experience with actual breaking and entering hacking, I'd imagine that's what's learned in the upper levels, very close to the real thing. I've personally made it to level 7, though not entirely without help. Well, no shit, dude. You don't achieve anything on the internet, especially in the network community, without help. Because computers isolate people. That's why all of us have so many friends as we do now.
Yeah.
You know, yes, your computer isolates you. That's why you are not trapped in your bedroom anymore dealing with all the fucking normals out there in, the shithead world. So, anyway... Very, very cool. That's something that if I had time, I'd check that out. I almost wish I was 15 again.
That you had so much time.
Jesus, you know, all I had to do was worry about science class. I
didn't care about girls.
Fuck art, man. I'd be like, oh, I'd be in the computer lab just going buck wild. Of course, they always got Macs in there now. I don't know if they got PCs in there yet, but when I was in there, nothing but those fucking Macs. What the fuck are you going to do with that?
Not much.
From Rootword. Now, he sent me a letter saying, Rewire, Black and White. Was wondering, is it possible to get it from you or Sim? It plays on Rant Radio and played a few days ago. Well, I haven't been able to find it anywhere at all.
Ah!
And I love the song.
Ah!
And I still wanted to hear it again.
Please.
If not, have it so I can put it on a CD.
Well,
I don't know about that. Where can they purchase a copy of Rewire?
Well, they sure as hell can't get it from me because I get this asked to me all the time. Where can you send it to me? No, I'm not at MP3 distribution site.
Because if it were, we'd get sued through the fucking ground and arrested and thrown in jail, and you wouldn't have a radio station anymore.
That's about right.
Wink, wink, fucking nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Which means, no, we can't give it to you. Sorry, because we go to jail.
So, but I believe Rewire I got off of mp3.com. So just type it in there.
Yeah,
Rewire.
And I'm sure you can download it from there and buy their disc, okay, because they're independent media, and fuck, they need our money.
That's right.
They really do need our money, so fuck
it. Or if you don't buy their disc, send them some money and download their MP3s, because that gets them the money directly.
Now, everybody knows that No Deal made my website on skgfm.tv.
Yep.
And No Deal has done a wicked job of doing that. No Deal is the shit. He does some awesome art. The shit that Lars does is just... Oh, he's an amazing dude, okay?
Very, very nice.
However, yes. I am such a useless fuck that I have not bothered to update the site in forever.
It's been a while.
It's been a little while. So I was thinking about doing a site change, and Smokehouse made up a pretty interesting site, or an image here, and some ideas. So are we going to post that?
Yep.
That's the image that Smokehouse made. So we got Smokehouse art.
Reminds me of a comic book a while back called Captain Canuck.
Oh, I remember Captain Canuck.
That's very close to, well, I guess sort of close to his outfit. He had a little maple leaf on his shirt, and except he was red and white.
I actually was looking at the Smokehouse art. You see what I've got there is I've got an alien pulse rifle.
And what's that? Is a lightsaber?
That would be a lightsaber. And that sticking out by my crotch is not actually my black cock. What that is that's the...
That's
the...
Batarang?
No, that is not the batarang. Yeah, no, touch my batarang. Touch
sure
it.
Sure, it looks like it.
Touch it. No, it's actually the folding stock of the pulse rifle.
Oh.
Collapsible
stock. Oh, I see. It just keeps
there
going.
You
okay.
go. Because I looked at it, whoa!
What's that, Smokey?
Oh, no slash fiction for Sean. Okay.
No.
Yeah, wait for it now.
I love the caricature. That's really funny.
Yeah, I wish I looked that cool. thank you for not making me look fat. So, very, very cool. And there's been more WOG magic goodness.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I have this link here. I don't know which one you have, but this is the one I have.
Well,
I have a better one.
I have an updated one.
I have an updated one. Well, I'll see, because I know which one's
wrong. And you will love this.
Am I going to dig this?
You will dig
this. I've seen the Ronin Sariat one.
Okay, wait. I'm going to post in the IRC first, too.
Okay,
so they can follow along.
Okay, check this out. WOG the Gathering.
Okay, this is the full collection here.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow. Yeah, you got them all here.
And we got the back of the card, so if you want to really print out one, you can do the whole thing.
Okay, what
we got Mr. Echo, Sumerian. You've probably seen all those.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper, Caffeinated Banna, very important.
The Mecha and Neuralize.
The WOG.
Ronin Sariat, very, very cool. That's a new addition.
Summon Convincing Person. That's awesome. Forest Walk and First Sight. Sariat cannot be blocked by any player that has forest land in play. It's better to be the shepherd than the sheep.
Yeah, baby.
That's such an awesome shot of him, too. He's hi, I'm a hard ass. No.
I'm to kill you.
Summon Convincing Person. How do you think this shit up, Neuralize? The kid is the shit.
And we got the Scientologist, Sean Kennedy.
Which is the bad guys.
Yeah. Smokehouse.
Summon Templar Knight, which is always cool.
And Summon Lodar.
Summon Lodar. Fat.
And Vampire This Morning.
Summon Vampire This Morning. What's the other one here?
Wares.
Pirate Mana.
Pirated Mana. And this is the one you'll freak out over. Zerstor made this one.
Oh, I've seen this one.
This is so good.
Yes. Summon Backstabbing Cult Member. That's some hilarious shit.
Look at that picture. He looks so evil.
Yeah, he does.
So good.
Right manifesto. Remove Zerstor and half of every player's creatures rounding up from the game. Choose randomly. Right manifesto cannot be used in the first turn. Zerstor is in play. Oh, that's hilarious. That's
so funny. And,
hey, you know what? We don't have a shovel card.
Neuralize. Yeah, shovel. Make a shovel one.
We don't have a shovel card. We don't have a power projection hair card. Which is...
That's a good one.
That's a thing with Rona Serianus is power projection hair. Anyone with a flat top gets an extra +3, +3. power projection hair. Oh, what else can we do there? IRC infuriates all. summon IRC or IRC Storm or something like that, where it infuriates all players in play, become distracted and confused, and forget what they're doing. You could have summon Sean K. Rant. I could do something. Sean K. Rant.
Yep.
You could have Rant Radio. Is there a Rant Radio card?
No, there isn't.
Yeah, we should have Rant Radio Media so that you have a Rant Radio card, which would be too easy to do. You just use the little logo.
Yep.
And while Rant Radio is in play, all players on your team, because even Scientologists like Rant Radio, everyone receives like a plus whatever, blah, 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 blah. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. Speaking of cool music, DJ Ojive. Now, did he send you some good stuff?
I got it ready.
You got it ready?
Also.
Fuck your slick.
I've got some more very cool songs.
From?
From, let me get his name
from
again.
That guy.
That
you know.
Guy.
That guy. Tyler Durden.
Not, yeah,
his
Tyler.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert
his
Paulson.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Opiate Receptor Guy.
Oh, really?
What's his name?
Dave Smith.
Dave Smith is so common, I forget it. Yes, Dave Smith.
He's got some more stuff.
Yeah, he sent it to me before he went to jail.
he sent it to me before he went to jail, which I'm hoping he's keeping that cell ready, because I'll be right there with him pretty fucking soon. So Dave Smith, if you get a chance to hear this dude, shouts out to you. Prayers to Dave Smith.
So I want to keep one for this week, keep one for next week.
And how many people here wouldn't... what do you mean keep one for this week, keep one for next week?
I don't want to burn it all out.
What, the Dave Smith stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay, well, we have one song,
yeah.
So to go
oh,
with
yeah.
DJ Ojive
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And DJ Ojive.
But you got to think, how many of you people would know about the bullshit that Dave Smith is fucking going through if it wasn't for Rant Radio?
That's right.
I mean, 2600 got hit with this stuff, too, and the question is not whether or not we're strong enough to take this. We're only as strong as you are. Without you guys, we're fuck all.
Yep.
We're fuck all without you guys, man.
And we wouldn't exist, and we wouldn't have a necessity.
You guys have never let us down. You know what? And the funny thing is I know these guys are going to write. I know they are.
I know they are.
Because every day, these people do shit that just fucking floors me.
I get stuff
I can't.
My...
I can't even believe it. I turn on the IRC, I'm like, wham! And even Sim looks over the computer. Holy fuck, there's a lot of people there tonight.
Yeah, it's like whoa.
Dude, like, this is incredible shit. And, you know, win, lose, or draw. Fuck, man. This is rocking. Anyway, let's get some tunes out before I start to get all sentimental crying shit.
So we've got two songs to choose from Crushed Opiates. Well, that's one of his projects.
Crushed
he
Opiates?
He has like five different names.
Started Opiates?
We've got...
Railed of Opiates?
One called Flintstones Chewable Morphine. And
that's the one. I mean, because I'm into some...
Stop things. Right there.
Stop. Whoa, easy now.
Easy now.
Easy now.
Have some... Easy now.
Easy now tea. We need easy now tea as a Magic the Gathering card.
There we
easy
go.
Easy now. -4 to all sedated people. We counteracts the effects of Dark Pepper Mana.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
And we've got two to choose from DJ Ojive. So there's one he didn't want me to play, but we'll play anyway.
Oh, yeah, what are you, stupid? You give shit to Sim? I mean, he'll put up anything. He expected me to wig out seeing that shit. Like, he expects me to wig out. He does shit all the time. He's like, by the way, Sean, I got naked pictures of your wife. Here they are on the internet.
Surprise.
Dun, dun, dun. He's like, oh, trying to go Jerry Springer. And I'm like, wow, I'm going to kick you right in the nuts. A lot of people don't know this. It's a funny story. A lot of people don't know this, but you remember the infamous, Sean freaking out on the internet porn, what the fuck was his name? Anti-masturbation goes, Sean versus American for Purity.
Yeah, American
I was Purity. Trying to hang up the phone on the guy. Sim's got this, you can imagine this, he's got this speakerphone with a microphone held up the speakerphone. So both his hands are busy holding a mic up to the speakerphone while I'm screaming at it. And I've got my index finger and I'm swiping it, trying to hit the off button. And he's dodging this shit around, making it so I can't hang up. Like, that's no word of a lie.
Maybe I'll put up the video on the internet.
Yeah, that's some pretty funny shit. Do you got video of me wigging out for that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, there'll be people, because I got really red.
I got video of every single show we've ever done.
There was people walking away from me on the couch. They didn't want to be near me anymore. Like, Sean's really losing it here. Oh my god. Because you know I lose it every so often anyway.
But I was able to get the phone away from him and
it was funny. It's funny because we're in this cramped studio and I'm swinging my arm. Okay, anyway, so here's the music, and after we get back, I'm gonna be talking about my new family member.
Right there.
my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just to let you know that, yes, this is the daily trials and tribulations that happen to me. So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking, where were we at? The Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we were at. Not an advertisement, just a description of the location. Which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you a free bag. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there and we're running around. And we go to buy our shit. And I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sim's and my shit. Which I had all in there. And we get up to the till and we're all rocking through there, and of course there's only two baskets, and this poor chick behind the counter, she's just throwing shit through the till. It's firing through the till, oh my god. And I've got to get my shit off of that side counterboard, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex supermart, you know, happiness awaits you down to the stuff mart. And I get it all in the basket, I'm ready to go. And fucking bananas. Those are my fucking bananas. No, those are my bananas. They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. Those are my fucking bananas. No, those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? I see some bananas. I see those same bananas. And I go, waiter, did I pack those bananas? Because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. And then this old guy goes, no, those are my bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, now I'm pretty sure those are my bananas.
Broadcasting since January 1999, you're listening to Rant Radio.
That's probably why he didn't want us to play it, was because
it wasn't finished.
Because it wasn't finished.
Okay, damn. I just got some news in.
What's the news?
Jodath Moore, let me in on this. We just got the Tariff 22 protest posted on 2600.com.
Wow.
Just like...
like on the front page?
Like hours ago. Front page.
Wow.
So everyone can go check that out, 2600.com. And
holy cow.
There
you're,
it is. It is taking off.
You're Lead Hacksaw.
I am Lead Hacksaw.
You are the king of Lead Hacksaw.
I didn't hack their page.
You're on cover of... you're on 2600.com, dude.
Yeah, well... about time they did something for me.
Do you know what you should do?
They
you
never pay me back for the domain name I registered for.
Well, they gave you a free subscription.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Paul, agreed. Yeah, you know what you should do? You know what you should do? You should write an article for him for the next mag.
On
internet broadcasting. Fuck, how many
it'll
people?
It'll be too late, but I could do it anyway.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I mean, it'd be cool, and you could talk about Tariff 22 and everything, and it'd be, I mean, you know, there it is, bang, you had an article in 2600, Lead Hacksaw Sumerian.
Yep.
Because, I mean, he's actually got, like, skills and stuff versus me, I'm just a loudmouth. I'm just a talent, don't mind me.
Just different skills.
Yeah, just different skills, that's it. So,
you're special in a special way.
Pyrazole. Arg, premature re-erantulation. Because we call him.
Oh, Joe Death Moore actually sent, I think he sent some more information about Tariff 22, and he asked them about putting up a banner on their site, too. I don't know if they'll do that.
I don't know
if
they'll do that.
That's quite a commitment.
But wow, that'd be pretty
like
sexy
that.
If they
that
did
would
do
be.
That. Thank you very
much. Anybody else sees mention of the protest that we're undertaking against Tariff 22, let me know if it's not already on the page, and I can post a link to it.
Okay, also... info loop, everyone who is still listening, I've got an information from Tarwar. Sean, before the show is over, please reiterate to everyone should stay the fuck home for the G8 summit. The entire brigade of 6,000 heavily armed soldiers and police will be there.
6,000?
6,000. 911, man. Everybody's wigging the fuck out. There will be no shit taken on this. I cannot say more anymore due to obvious OPSEC in the area. This area is not going to be friendly to anyone who wants to start or see shit. Okay? And there is going to be people there. There's going to be very convincing people there.
Very convincing people.
With orders to fucking kill you. Info
on
loop,
site, no questions
dude,
asked.
Dude, this is not a war you can win. Okay, win the war. Okay, let this battle go. Let this one go. It's too wacko right now. Okay, Canada has it, and Canada's still pissed off about having their fucking guys bombed and stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Just fucking stay out of it. I'm serious. Well, you know, we could... no, dude, listen up, all right? I know what I'm talking about here, okay? I spent 3 years with these assholes, All right? This is not, I'm not just talking shit like I normally do. As, never mind the fucking man stuff, as Sean Kennedy, the guy out here, don't go, okay? Everyone who's listening is thinking about going to GA Summit, guys, don't go. Don't go. It's not,
please,
don't go. They know you don't like it. They're sending 6,000 heavily armed. Well, guys, you know, they can't fuck with it. God, yeah, they can. And under the new terrorism laws and the laws that they can process, they can fucking kill you, okay? Don't go there. If you think I'm lying, check it out. All right? It's fucking, it's really, really scary, guys. Do not, don't go there. Christ, I don't want to hear about anybody getting hurt. I really don't.
That's the last thing we want to hear.
No, I don't want to hear about any of our listeners who could potentially send letters on our behalf getting killed. You know, seriously, guys. So, I got a pet.
Did ya?
I got a pet. You didn't even know this. But I have a pet. It's not a new PDA. Everyone.
It doesn't stand for some P dot E dot T dot.
No.
Is it walk around? Does it need batteries?
Now, the thing is about pets, and I wanted to talk a little bit about pets. Now, the interesting thing about pets is everyone talks about, you know, and, you know, it's true that the more time you spend on the internet, okay, the more time that you're really away from everything and everyone, and you do, although you are connected to the beauty of cyberspace, and you are out there, and you're floating around, and you have that high, you know, that comfortable high you get where you're there, you got the cathode bath going on, you got your fizzy pop there, and you're good to go, you know, and then your fucking mom tells you to clean your room, and it's no good, but that's okay, you can get back out there, you get away from the insanity of your life for a while, and it's all going on, you know what I mean? Now, it's really important that you don't lose touch with reality, okay? It's important that you don't just, you know, desire is not an occupation, all right? You got to make sure that you get out there and do stuff. That's why I went to Burning Man. That's why I tell people they should go to Burning Man. That's why people should get out and live. That's what made me the fucking man, because I just woke up one day and said, you know what? I'm the fucking man, and that's it. That's all there is to it. Now, one of the things that's out there is, a lot of people don't know this, but I am a very, I'm a very serious, very, very serious animal advocate, okay? I'm a big guy when it comes to animals. Let me tell you a funny story. Actually, no, I can't tell you that funny story. That's a little bit too personal.
Beep. That's been censored. Sorry.
Yeah, that's been censored.
Next
sorry about
story.
That. No, the reason why is I was going to talk about a dog that I used to have, but I can't talk about that one. As a matter of fact, I can't even really talk about that much. I used to have a cop dog named Shay. And
Yo, Shay.
Yeah, Shay was the bomb,
yeah.
And we had to get rid of it. So I've waited a long time before getting another pet, because I get so wickedly, wickedly attached to shit, because everybody knows me just going off and stuff is just like a complete, you know, package. You know, everybody knows it's just bullshit. Everybody knows I'm just this fucking guy. I'm a big softy.
It's a big softy underneath.
I am. I'm a big suck. I mean, that's why I love my wife so much, right? It's bullshit. You know, it's all fucking, you know, big front.
Do we want to show them now or later?
No, we'll get there.
Okay.
Just be cool.
Be cool.
Calm down.
What's Fonzie like?
Be cool. What's
cool.
Up?
Cool.
You be cool. Zip. Want to suck on my nipple? Okay. So, the funny thing is, do you know how much fucking pet abuse there is out there? How much animal abuse there is?
Way too much.
There's an interesting book. I don't have a link for it, but there's a pet theft trade. And I bet you didn't know about this.
No.
But you know when your dog went missing? And you think, oh, he ran away.
He got run over and we never heard of him.
We never heard from him. No, that's not the case, man. Chances are your dog got caught up in a lab. And Ronan Sariet posted, he's got the book. And I'm trying to remember the name of the book. I'm counting on you there, Tarwar. You got to let me know what the fucking score is there on that book. But there is a very, very hardcore book out there that talks about the pet
I
slavery.
I remember.
Yeah.
Hearing about that.
And
yeah.
This is an intense shit. And
I don't think I'd want to read that book.
No, it's one of those ones where you go buy a rifle afterwards. It's really, really scary. And, you know, there's a site here where I honestly think that people should have pets. I think they do, but, I mean, it's not... Having a pet, like, on one thing, I'm advocating having a pet, you know?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, wow, Sean said I should get a pet. I'm going to go out and get a pet. No. No. Listen up, guys.
I got a bunny for Easter, and I love it for a week.
I love it for a week. And more than that, especially if it's a cat, or it's a dog, or it's a whatever, you know? I mean, a goldfish, who gives a fuck? They can't remember more than anything. So you kill those goldfish.
Start small.
You know, but seriously... there are animals out there that need help and shit. There's animals at the SPCA that need help. There's a lot of fucked up people out there. Now, the thing is, too, the SPCA, now, there's an interesting dilemma. You know, a lot of people are like, I'm against dog breeders because, you know, there's enough animals rotting in these shelters, you know, that we should be able to go out there and take these animals out of these shelters.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we should do. Well, there's a problem there, you see, is that if you're bringing an animal like a dog home,
yeah,
okay, that is now part of your family, okay?
Oh, definitely.
And
changes your lifestyle, let's
and
say.
You don't know what's going to happen with that dog down the road. You know
in
what I mean?
In terms of what?
Well, you don't know what his temperament is. You got to be really careful.
You didn't bring it up. It's a grown dog. It has its own ideas.
It's got its own ideas. It could be vicious. You know, you don't know. A couple of tricks, if you go into the SPCA there or whatever you got in the States, I don't know what it's called, but Stolen for Profit is the name of the book. Thank you,
okay.
Tarawar. Yeah, it's called Stolen for Profit. Somebody, if they could do a search on that.
Find a link.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, there's a bunch of links popping up in there. God damn, there's a lot of... Jesus, that's great.
They're
know?
On it.
We talk about these guys are throwing links up. Fuck it. How did they get in the IRC?
It, eh?
People, we didn't talk
oh, yeah,
about
we
that.
Didn't say that.
How did they get in the IRC?
Yeah, we're talking about the IRC here, and you want to be in there. You want to talk with these
wow,
people.
Wow, I mean, the amount of knowledge. It's like the massive, most distributed...
Wow, wow,
this
wow.
is just huge. I'm really glad. Wow, this really does my heart good. You know, that way I don't
I
have to wig out. Anyway, there it is. I won't start crying and throwing stuff at the walls. Or, it's so unfair. Anyway, carry on.
You can either download an IRC client, www.mirc.com. That's a good one. And go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or you can easily just click on Rant Radio's homepage and click on chat. And that will get you right in. Just follow the prompts. And you can chat with these nice people.
Yeah. So I think that at any point, more than just going out and adopting pets and shit like that, here's a link, petabuse.
I can post this now?
Yeah, okay. Post that one. That's pet abuse. That one there is a link that talks about the pet abuse and the abuse that's out there. If you want to rescue an animal, you can do that. Now, the thing is with pet abuse, these guys are a little bit fucked up. Okay, they're a little bit extreme. Okay, because you got to be careful, too, because you go the other way, right? And you get into these dudes who, we'll have 80 dogs running around my yard, and we'll save everything. Okay,
yeah.
It's a common thing that when you start reading about this shit, you want to hide. Okay, you want to run away from it. You want to hide from it. Okay? It's not your responsibility to save the world. It's not. It's only your responsibility to look after yourself. And if you think you have a lifestyle, okay, that can have a pet, and you can own a pet, then you should have a pet. And if you don't, I don't think you should take your pets to the SPCA. I think you should shoot them. I don't think you should take your pet out and fucking, like, try everything you can, because if you drop into the SPCA, that's what you're doing. Oh, I'm not going to have responsibility for this animal. That animal is your animal.
Yeah.
You raise that animal, that is your animal. You're going to drop it off somewhere, let it die cold and alone in some cage somewhere? Fuck that, man. That's not on.
Not very nice.
That's not on. That's your responsibility. You're not going to take your child down and kick it out of your fucking on the side of the road on the highway. What the fuck is that about, man? People who do that shit, man, there's a special place in hell for those people. You know, and I hope to God that those kind of people run into something like TK somewhere and they just fucking boot fuck them. Because oh my God, people who abuse animals just make me nuts. Me and Ronan Sariat are fucking brutal on that, eh?
I know Ronan Sariat's all about that.
Yeah, for a while there, I was thinking about going to Kenya and being a game warden, eh? When I was a little bit more violent. Because they got a real good policy regarding that you just,
just shoot them.
Just kill all. And people are like, Sean just told me to shoot my pets.
No.
No. No.
Take that right out of context. Shoot your pets. Shoot your pets.
Sean says, kill your pets.
Don't kill yourself.
Kill your parents.
Kill your pets.
Kill your parents' pets and then yourself. And get your friends, too. No, guys, seriously. I'm just saying that if you go to the SPCA, you're killing your pet. Okay, you're killing your pet.
They have a bit of a chance, but not much.
Commitment is something that in our culture today, in North America, it's fucking, it's forgotten about. Nobody has commitment anymore. I mean, shit.
Of anything.
No one has commitment. It's all 10 seconds of instant gratification, and then we move on. You know, and how the hell are you supposed to have a life or live or have any kind of a, you know, that's no way to live. You can't be doing that shit. And more than that is that, you know, the way people treat animals, okay, you don't want to be a vegetarian, that's fine. I'm not going to go on some big, you know, sprout-eating, onion-eating, you know, greenish thing here. Okay, I'm not going to go on that whole shtick. That's Sim's gig, all right? But, like, can somebody please, like, these pet abuse guys, like, on their, they have a survey there you can take, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where it says, are you a good pet? And they said, is your pet kept indoors at all times? And I said, no, my pet is not kept fucking indoors all times. I wouldn't want to be kept indoors all the time. Why the fuck would you do that? And their answer was, the only safe pet is an indoor pet. And I'm like, yes.
If you chain him up, it'll be even safer, too.
It'll be safer, and I'll put him in a big glass oxygen bowl, and I'll have this terrier looking at me in this glass oxygen bowl running around my house thinking he's on a moon base. You know? Tingle-tingle-tingle-tingle. You know? And I'll have a 10 guys with marker vests swinging lanterns as my dog goes out of my lawn and takes his shit. You know, come on, guys. That's not on. Okay.
Yeah, they have to have a bit of
So, yeah, you
freedom.
Have to kind of balance it a bit there. But I'm talking to people who have some idea what it is to have a pet. And there's a lot of guys who are programmers. Work-at-home programmers and stuff like that.
Those would be good owners,
dude,
I would think. They have a lot of time,
there's
right?
a lot.
Indoors.
If we go down.
Yeah.
I have a link
skipping ahead.
Here. Oh, no, I had a link, but I think it's gone now.
Okay.
We
can talk about it.
Yeah. What the hell? I suck. Nice format, Sean. You suck.
It's really big.
You suck. I blew it right the fuck up. So.
I mailed it over here.
What was I talking about? Shit, now I lost my... God damn it!
About programmers in their
programmers
house having
their
lots
house.
Of time.
Lots of time. You can get a dog. Oh, yes,
I
health benefits
dog.
Of owning pets.
Sure,
there's been a lot of studies done on the health benefits of owning pets. Sim's laughing at me like, you suck. No, but seriously, there's a lot of health benefits out there that come from owning pets. And a lot of people
just
like,
ask old people.
Well, it's true. Just ask
yeah,
old people. There's
I
a
know.
Lot of, and that's why a lot of these guys go. And especially, you know what? There's a lot of unconditional love that comes from that. And, you know, a lot of these people who might have a little bit of depression and shit like that, you know.
Pets are really good.
Nothing says that. Get up in the morning like a nice big tongue in the face. Slobber, you know. And if you can sort that out and if you can get it going on, I think you should. You know, I think you should. I think that if you have a chance and you can't afford to get, you know, an amazing dog or whatever. I mean, you could probably find a dog you want. But you got to, now the flip side of that is don't just go down to the pound and take any dog. It's shitty. Okay, but I'm here for you. I'm not here for the dogs, okay? The dogs aren't listening to Rant Radio or writing letters about Tariff 22. Okay? I think it's a crime, but there's not much I can do about it, all right? And you're only going to be compounding the problem if you take a dog home that you don't know fuck all about, and you're not going to go and know anything about. Like you take
how do you know
well,
what that dog's like?
That's when you got to go in there and you got to look. There's a little tricks, like when you go into the kennels, you look around. Is the dog in a cage by himself? Or he's in a cage with another dog.
Right, yeah.
If he's in the cage by himself and he's a pit bull, he's got one eye and he's got scars all over his face.
Oh, whoa.
And he comes in and the only thing he says to you is, as he chews on the bars, I'm sorry there, buddy, but you're going to be checking out pretty quick. And it doesn't matter if it's a pit bull. It could be a cocker spaniel. Those fucking dogs were so popular, the puppy breed, puppy farms, bred the brains out of that breed. Cocker spaniel is the most twitchy fucking dog running around. A lot of people don't know this, but my dad used to raise Borzoi. Which is a Russian wolfhound.
Borzoi.
Borzoi. I want to be a Borzoi. Isn't that a Kid Rock song? I want to be a Borzoi, baby. I got my vodka bottle and my microphone.
I don't know if you have a show like this in your town, but we have one here. It's on the local channel. It's the SPCA has a show.
Yeah.
And they bring the dogs on the television. You can see them.
Yeah, and you can check it out. Now, if the dog looks like it's young, it's like less than a year old, you can do anything with that dog.
Yep.
Okay, you can do your thing with it.
It'll be your dog.
And,
right?
And there's a lot of shit to go on. And you know what? Buying dogs from breeders is expensive. Okay? But...
And you're encouraging them to breed more.
You are.
Why not buy dogs that already been bred and abandoned?
Well, but that's just it then. Then what are you taking home? What are you taking home? I'm not taking home somebody else's fucking problem. Why
True.
Was that dog abandoned? Okay, I'm sorry to be cold here.
Yeah,
I'm
multiple
sorry to be,
reasons.
I'm sorry to be an absolute fucking prick. But
a lot of them are you can't handle them anymore. The dog's crazy.
Yeah, there's some of them that are just like the guy abused the shit out of the dog.
Yeah.
But the dog's sick and he doesn't want to be bothered. The dog's going to go to die.
A lot of them are big dogs.
Oh, yeah, and they're people who are fucking stupid who didn't have the land or the property.
This grew big. What the hell?
Yeah. You know, and I think that a lot of these
I have
problems.
An apartment.
I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. You know what I mean? But I'll tell you what the solution is not. I'm not just going to drag shit home into my house.
No.
As unfortunate as that is. Now, if you decide, first you want to decide whether or not you want to get a pet. And I'm saying that there's a lot of people out there who could use a pet. That's my bottom line here. I'm not saying everyone should have a pet.
No.
I'm saying there's a lot of people who could have a pet and don't. And maybe some people should have pets. Not everyone, but certain people should. It's like kids. It's a kid. It's a low-maintenance kid.
It doesn't live as long, but...
Well, you know, you could be, you could, you know...
They live a while.
You could have a kid that hits by a car or something.
True.
You know, and then your dog would live longer than your kid.
But it's just
parents. Now, there's a fucking commitment. A parent, 150 years? Shit, you'd be willing that.
Make it out in your will.
Yeah, and that's... Like, a lot of those kind of animals should not be...
Like, parrots. Oh, God. That's it for life. It's yours.
Now, there's something that... There's the other side of that. There's a couple of ways you can rescue animals. Okay?
Yeah.
And one of the ways to rescue animals is that... there's certain animals that are bred for certain things. Okay? Like, the pit bull terriers, there's a lot of guys who went out there. Now, my first encounter with a pit bull terrier... was actually, I was a teenager, and I was riding along on my bike, and this pit bull ran up beside my bike and was barking at me and trying to bite at my foot. Dog stuff.
Yeah.
You know. And I kicked him in the head 3 times, and he smiled at me.
Fair enough.
And I got scared, and I changed gears, and I ran away fast.
Arrgh.
And so, what are you doing? So,
I'm looking at my email, because it keeps coming in.
Well, go back to the show format. Fuck. How am I supposed to keep track here? What was I talking about?
Your biting dog
right,
eating your
goddamn
feet.
Thing. So, the thing is with the pit bulls, right, is that that's a breed that a lot of people... Now, they're the flavor of the month, right? You got Rottweilers. They were... Remember when Doberman Pinschers were all scary? Everyone was all like, oh, no, it's a Doberman! Dobermans are bad! And then Rottweilers, and Rottweilers were bad! And then it was German Shepherds are bad!
Whatever's biting this week.
Cujo came out, and Cujo, and that was bad! And everything was bad! So, there's a lot of these dogs, you go out and you look at, you know, some of these dogs, and some of them have been bred, you know, purely for these fucking biker assholes who are gonna take the dog out and abuse it, you know? And, getting a pet is a deeply, intensely personal thing. So you have to sit back and look, you know, well, you know, is this going to be some weird kind of macho bullshit statement for me? Is this going to be something else I got going? With the larger breed dog, because a larger breed dog needs more food, needs more care, and you want to make sure you have a yard for it. And again, too, I mean, trying to counsel someone on what kind of a dog they should get is like trying to counsel someone on what kind of girlfriend they should get.
A lot of girlfriends come with cats.
Are you saying that you should fuck your dog, Sean? My brain!
Well, you got to be selective. Look at its hind quarters.
Check her teeth. You know, but... So the bottom line here, guys, is that you got to check your head, and then you got to figure out what's right for you, and then you can determine whether or not, you know, you're going to be going to a the SPCA, or if you're going to be trying to find a respectable breeder, or what you're going to have going on. Now, some of the really crazy stuff is: did you know that dog fighting is still a very serious sport?
I could probably assume that.
Like, here's a link. Check this out. This is from the Human
Society.
Yeah, it's...
Is it...
I don't really understand...
Okay.
I don't really understand how people could be into this as a sport. Like, what kind of sick bastard could get in there and watch dogs kill each other?
I know.
Like, how does that work? How could you...
That would make me sick.
How could you possibly do that? I mean... What kind of white trash, wife-beating motherfucker...
That's your entertainment.
I'm sorry. I would like to send a convincing person down there to sort that shit out.
Convincing. Yeah.
I would summon a convincing person to go down there and convince these people that perhaps this was not a wise decision. And something else that's fucked up.
Give them some dice to play with.
You know something else I've never thought about either? Okay?
What's
There's
that?
A lot of people who are really, really into their animals. Like, when I get an animal, I'm really into an animal.
Right.
Okay?
Yes. Well, you have to be, right?
Well, yeah. It's a huge commitment, right? And now that said, they're like, oh, wow, what a hassle.
I had many, many animals at one time.
Did you?
And you got to be committed.
You do have to be committed, but you know what?
Two it's dogs, cool. four chinchillas, and 22 rats.
You had 22 rats?
Yes.
Vegan. Make that on a magic card.
They're all gone now.
They have vegan rats. 22 rats, and they're plague rats.
They went away with the girl. So
did they? She took all 22 rats?
That's fine.
Fuck you, bitch.
So actually, the rats died out. They only lived like 3 years. So.
Well, there you go. Have a nice rat.
Yeah.
Wog rat. So, you know what I never think about is what's in dog food?
I don't think you want to think about that.
Well, unfortunately, I went around the web and I found this interesting. Now, this is an ad. Okay. This is like a food ad, but it's called C-Spot Glow.
I love the domain name.
Yeah, this is,
that
and
is
it's
so
done
good.
Like a Dick and Jane, like a Dick and Jane C-Spot Run. C-Spot Run, Spot Run. Why is Spot sick? Why is he falling over and rotting?
Great.
So it's pretty funny. It is an ad, though, so be aware, this is an ad. And they talk about, they get this doctor on there and he explains what's inside of pet food. And Dr. Falcon, he goes over.
Will Falconer.
You know, and what kind of toxins, like chicken byproducts and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny because, like, the girl faints and falls over.
I love the one on cat food. It says, low ash. Mmm. What's with low ash? How about no ash
at all? How about no ash? How about very little ash altogether? How about fucking, you know, I never even saw these assholes before. Like, okay, I don't want any ash at all, okay? And I'm looking at this shit, and I'm going, dude, what is in...
Oh, glowing is good. Okay, watch Spot, Dick. Watch Spot, Jane. He will glow.
He will glow.
I was thinking glowing from radioactivity or something.
Radium, the new pet solution. It's kind of fucked up what they put inside. It's all, I found out that most of it is when they go to a slaughterhouse and there's like diseased parts of animals, like when you have say you got a cow and it's waiting to get slaughtered and its leg has gangrene. Well,
yeah.
They cut the leg off and they use the rest of the cow for us to eat in a hamburger.
I know that.
Well, that gangrene leg, yeah, that turns into dog food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The unfit for humans part.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just everything.
And that's
else.
What the old people are eating, too. The people who buy dog food instead of real food because they
can't
afford it.
Homeless people and old
people. Yeah, yeah. They're eating...
It's still good.
Yeah, gangrene food.
If dogs can eat it.
You know, that's
no.
what they... Oh, yeah, you ever wonder what happens to all that grease behind McDonald's? All those big grease vats, you know what happens to that? That's right, it goes in dog food.
Gets recycled, eh?
And if you ever wanted to know, when you open a can of dog food, what that smell is... That smell is rotting flesh.
Oh, really?
Yes, because animals, dogs are naturally scavengers, and they're attracted to that.
Oh, okay.
So they purposely have the stench of rotting flesh in dog food. Okay?
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I know.
So just get your face licked after that.
So what's the solution?
Well, you know what? You can make your own dog food.
Okay.
Which is what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
Because I got me a dog.
Woo!
Yes, I've been wanting a dog for years.
Yes, you have.
I have. I've wanted a dog for years. Sim's always known.
Or a massive, huge rabbit or something.
Yeah, or a big rabbit. But it's got to be a unique animal. With me, I'm a very unique person. And baby, have I ever got a story to tell you about the Uber Hound. Now, the Uber Hound does not have a functioning name yet. But we're gonna be talking a little bit about that. And I will first tell you the story of how I got the dog, and then I'll be giving you a link to a photograph of the dog, which is not ready to go yet. They still got to put the legs on. But,
being processed in the lab right now.
He's being processed right now. Okay, so he's one of those kind of dogs you got to look at. Now, funny thing is I was looking for a dog, and a funny story. We got a bunch of funny stories here, so I'm going to start with that.
Pinky Boy's in PETA.
Cool. Is he?
Yeah.
Right on. PETA's nuts.
They're crazy.
They're fucking crazy.
You've got to have the extremists so you know where the limit is.
Well, that's right. That's true. God love PETA.
Those are the crazy people.
It'd be a sick world without people in PETA. I doubt it. No, but seriously, well, it's true, too, because, you know, well, we would do that, but the guys in PETA come down here and probably fireball us. Because they think about that shit. They're scared of those motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
humans worth nothing. Animals, everything.
Animals are everything. You see these pictures, they shot the bunny. So, you know, it's there's an Onion article about that.
Which one's that?
I got, actually, somebody sent me, I think it was Tarwar sent me one that was Look Out Corporate World, Here Comes My Pirate Internet Radio Station.
Yeah, I think I printed that one out. It's showing up on the fridge.
That's
awesome. There's another one up there, too.
A free Tate Radio. I was just like, that's so awesome.
Oh, it is really good.
But anyway, see, what happened was, is my first encounter with a pit bull was me kicking it in the head and it smiling at me. So I was a little bit afraid of them. And of course, you get bombarded with the media hype.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I got a buddy of mine whose name is going to be something else for the time. Well, it's Corey. No one knows. Corey's a pretty common name. And Corey had a brother, and his brother was a piece of shit, and his brother had a dog. And he was like the one of these, yeah, I'm going to be a badass. I got my wife beater shirt on. I'm dressing like Kid Rock, you know, and I want to get a big, tough, badass dog, right?
He's a nice guy, though.
Because I want to be a Borzoi, right? So he goes, and he got himself a pit bull. Now, the problem is that this pit bull did not have a violent bone in its body, okay? This was the fucking friendliest pit bull on the planet.
This is the coolest dog ever.
This is the coolest fucking dog ever. Now, it's a male pit bull, and it's a good fucking size, too. It's a good thing it is a nice dog.
Oh, yeah.
True story, he comes home one day, his front door's kicked in, the pit bull's sitting in the front door wagging his tail, holding a ball in his mouth he didn't own in the morning, okay? So they brought a toy for the dog, played with the dog, robbed the house blind, and left the dog there with the ball in his mouth. This makes me giggle. Not because, you know, dude got robbed, but because, you know, that's pretty funny that, you know, he got this dog to Mr. Badass. And,
yep.
You know, I think that's kind of hilarious, because there's no such thing as a bad dog, there's only bad dogs.
Irony.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, when I met this dog, I'm out there, and I've got this strange relationships with dogs where if I throw something and the dog will go get it, it's like a game of chicken, you know? I'll see who will quit first. I'll throw that ball, and that dog will go get it, and we will see who will quit first. Now, sometimes I cheat. I get up on a hill, and I throw it out, and so it bounces down the hill, and the dog's going to run down the hill, and up the hill, and down the hill, and up the hill, and by the time I've done, that dog is, like, drooling and staggering and shit. And eventually, when he concedes that I won, and he goes off somewhere and lies down and chews on the ball, we're all good. Yeah, I'm all like, I won.
I
beat your ass, you fucking dog. But unfortunately, I'm out there. We're at this barbecue, okay? We're over at barbecue at Corey's, and of course, the pit bull's out there. He's like, ball, 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 ball. He brings over the tennis ball, drops it at my feet, because he knows I'm a sucker. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like,
you'll play with me.
You'll play. So I pick up the tennis ball, and I start throwing the tennis ball. Now, there's like, he lives at the kind of the end of this cul-de-sac, dead-endy kind of street. So I'm kind of hucking it down. There's no cars moving in it, but there's a bunch of parked cars because of barbecue, a lot of people there.
Right.
So I'm throwing this ball, and it's going bounce, bounce, bounce down the street. Dogs, all the way back, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm hucking this ball, and I'm hucking this ball. I'm throwing it pretty hard, you know. I'm trying to talk to people and stuff, and the dog's like, So I take the ball, and I'm talking and shit, and I'm pretty animated, and I throw the ball. But then I don't realize that I threw the ball kind of wrong. It was a little bit more to the right than I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And the dog, of course, has got his head up in the air, running full blast, watching ball, sailing through the air. As the ball drifts slightly to the left, and the dog's course also drifts to the left, and there's a parked car there. And it's one of those old kind of Camaro-looking cars. You know the kind with the chrome bumpers that are really, really, really there? You know, the really present ones, you know?
Yeah.
And that dog, the ball came down in front of the bumper and then bounced over the hood of the car, but the dog didn't really notice that. It just kind of followed the ball down, bounced, and it hit that bumper of that car so fucking hard that it wound up sounding through the entire barbecue. Like, everyone stopped. It was this bang! And I'm sitting there going, oh, fuck.
What did I do?
I'm after killing the dog. Shit. Right? And the truth of the matter was, to be honest, I could not have hit that dog harder in the head with a bat. Like, if you'd have given me a bat and told me to smack this dog as hard as I could not have hit that dog harder.
Oh, wow.
The dog's reaction to this was, ball. At that point, I went, wow, this is a formidable animal. I have never, short of Spanky and his breeding my anal vapor when I farted on him, I had never gained so much respect for a breed. So at that point, the pit bull became a breed that I was like, wow, what an amazing animal.
Jacked it up to number one, ding, ding, ding.
Well, mini Dachshunds are still pretty rocking.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm like, wow, man, that's really cool. You know, that, I mean, what a hardy animal. Because, like I said, my dad used to raise Borzoi. What an aloof faggot dog that is. Oh, my God. They're like big cats.
I have nothing to do with
you. I have nothing to do. I'm going to sit here and chew on my bones. You know, and they run and they prance. They look all prissy. It's not a dog. A dog goes and fucks up your stereo if you leave him home by himself. And he should, you know? He's the kind of guy who chews up your house. You know, the whole house. The whole side of your house is chewed up. You know, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. That's a dog, okay?
You still have half a house left.
Yeah, that's my idea of a dog, right? That's what a dog is. So I got a lot of respect for the pit bull. So I started looking for a pit bull. You know, now, the thing is, I'm going to the SPCA looking for pit bulls.
Good luck.
What am I going to get out of the SPCA pit bulls? And I'm looking at these dogs, and I'm like, because I got a wife, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I live in a neighborhood. There's kids in the neighborhood. I got to be responsible. This is huge.
Were there pit bulls there?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah. Do a research. There's two.
I thought they were so popular.
I believe it's 200 pit bulls are executed either every day in Los Angeles. Because all these animal shelters have a no adoption policy for pit bulls. They're a labeled breed. Fuck yeah. This is a vicious dog. Kill it.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. These people know nothing about dogs. You know, well, there's a lot of bad dogs. Yeah, there are. There's been a lot of dogs that have been horribly abused. And it's sick that it's gotten to the point where you actually have to put the dog down. That's really sad, okay?
Oh,
that's fucked up. You know, but you can't tell me that some guy, you know, who's sitting there, a pit bull terrier, terriers are not. Yeah, they've got a lot of fighting spirit and stuff like that. But the dog out of the box doesn't come out of the womb and try to kill you. Okay, this is not a fucking alien or something. All right, it's there. It's a beautiful living creature. All right, and then humans get in there and they fuck it all up. Okay, as we normally do.
Make it vicious.
So I was down at the SPCA and I gave it a good go. I was looking around. You know what? And I couldn't feel comfortable with bringing some of these dogs home because, you know, my wife's there. You know, and I what if
first time you go away,
I
your
go
wife
away,
gets mauled.
She tries to, and what do I do? You know, you know, I'm like, well, I think I'll just commit suicide now because the love of my life just got massacred by this. You know, I'm not into that, you know. So, and also, they're very hard to train. And what am I going to do? I'm going to discipline this dog now? I'm going to discipline a dog that could go fucking snaky on me? You know, after I just saw it get hit in the head with a bat and didn't do shit? Like, no, dude.
Yeah.
No, okay, that's not on.
One day he'll realize it's stronger than you.
And one day it'll go, you know, I could probably fuck up Sean while he's sleeping. Because I'd be feeding my dog Genko and all kinds of shit. You know, eventually he'd be like Cyber Dog, and that'd be the end of it, and I'd have a Bottweiler on my head. You know, Sean, I can't help but notice, but you're up to your shoulders, you're embedded in the mouth of a pit bull. Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. We're working on it. You know, there's a few bugs. So I was looking around, no dice. So I go see my dad. My dad tells me, he says, you know, Sean, I've seen this guy, he's got a pit bull cross for sale in the paper. Now, the thing about purebreds, and this is something you got to know, is that purebreds are not as hardy as mutts. And there's a lot of people who will tell me that I'm wrong and that I'm fucked. It's been my experience that mixed breed dogs are better dogs. They don't have as much of a problem with hip dysplasia. They're generally hardier. They're
not so inbred.
they're more affectionate.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking better dog. Okay, so there's a lot of politics involved here, but fuck off. I'm just talking about what I did, okay? People are going to be like, well, you blah, blah, blah. Fuck off. Okay, I'm getting a dog, and I went and I did what was right for me, and that's really what anyone can ever do, so screw you, hippie! Anyway, not to go on a tangent. Not at all. Not even a little bit. So he says, yeah, you should go check out this dog. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I phone up this guy. And this guy, I can't shut him the fuck up on the cell phone. You know, he's got me on the cell phone. Oh, yes, are you coming out? And, oh, you know, and I'm a born-again Christian. Really? Me too. Because, you know, I want to get the dog for cheap, right? And there's nothing like posing for Jesus if you're going to if they think you're a good, you know, show up with a big Bible, like the one they got at the Roman Catholic.
I donated a lot this week to church. So, I don't have much left.
Yeah, my tithe offerings are a motherfucker, eh? So I can't, you know, I'm not going to be able to give you a lot of cash for the dog.
Not phrased quite that way.
Why not? You know, don't be judging
it's
me.
A modern Christian.
Yeah, you're holier than thou, motherfucker. I cut your whole head off. But anyway, that's in good Old Testament Christians. But, no, seriously. So he's all going off, and I'm like, yeah, wow, that's great. You know, my wife and I, we go to the Mennonite Brethren Church, which is not technically a lie. I've been to it. We've gone there, you know. We've gone there.
Yeah.
Whatever. They asked me not to come back, but that's all
mine. I've been to a Jehovah's Witness church once.
Did you?
Yes.
There's a story.
It was.
Yeah, I'll bet. There must have been a chicken.
Just as boring as normal church.
No shit. So anyway, so I can't shut him up. So I get down there. Okay. Now, you're not going to believe this shit. Go to the door. The house, of course, is trashed. Now, dog breeders are fucked up people.
Oh, yeah.
You can always tell a good dog breeder, not by their house, but by the kennel. Because all dog breeders' houses generally look like shit. They all look like, you know, some white trash, psycho, nutbag. But the dog kennel, fuck, you could do cocaine off the floor in the dog kennel, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's immaculate. The good
nice,
ones,
good.
Those dogs are like, that guy will tell you shit about that dog and the lineage of the dog and the history of the dog, and he won't use phrases like, yeah, it'll fuck you up. He doesn't say stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, any dog like that, it's a problem, and if you buy from a breeder that does that, you're perpetuating a problem. Don't do it.
Yep.
And at any point, you sit there, and he's got, like, the big fence with the wear of dog, and he's got, like the welded chain license plate holder on the go. Yeah, that's a danger sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you want to be careful with that shit. Now, there's some dogs that need to be chained because, well, leashes won't hold them. Because they break them. Notoriously, or they chew them, or whatever. Yeah. So there is a reason. So you got to... But it's very obvious when you have a dog that is a beautiful animal and has been obviously cared for. And you should be able... If the owner's there, the dog should be able to walk right up to you and say, yo. Now, the mother of the dog is apparently, like, I get there, okay, and I meet the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And he is crazier than a shithouse rat. He's absolutely batshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
okay.
He says to me, he goes, yes, well, go to the blah, 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 and he starts slipping into another language. And it's German.
Oh, I thought you were doing an East Indian accent.
No, he looks like he's Malaysian.
Okay.
And he starts slipping into German.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to him for a while longer, and then he slips into Chinese.
Whoa, he's channeling people here?
No, he's just talking, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And he's 60 years old.
Whoa.
And I said, where are you from? And he's quiet for a minute. And I said, like, he doesn't want to tell me. And I'm just like, oh, you know, and I don't want to be ignorant to the guy, right?
Yeah.
This guy's name is Bandora Radin Maskresno Widjaja. And he's the grandson of Soen Paco Bale Wonono. Now, I'm going to post that bitch in the IRC.
That is totally out of Star Wars.
No, actually, it's
it
out of,
seems like
it's actually out of Indonesia.
Wow.
Soen Paco Bale there?
Yeah.
That's the king of Indonesia.
Oh, really?
This guy's a duke.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I could not believe that shit. I'm like...
No wonder he knows a lot of languages.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's some good schooling, huh?
Well, he's got a master's in linguistics. He speaks 10 fucking languages.
Wow.
He speaks German, Chinese, Japanese, and he's telling me this, and I'm like...
Those are not related languages.
And this guy's wearing jogging pants and a blazer. And I'm like, fuck you, you're the Duke of Indonesia, you freak. Okay, you're a crackhead. But he's living way out in Mission, okay,
which
is like, you know, this upper-class Christian conservative neighborhood. So, I mean, you don't even find people of color out there. It just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what the fuck? I go back and he starts showing me pictures of the palace and him in the palace with the king and shit. And I'm like, oh my God. You're a fucking duke. And he goes, yes, I am. And now I work for the Lord. And he's like right into that whole doing charity work for God thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, and I briefly tried to tell the guy, you know, what do you think? You could probably do more good as a duke than as a dog breeder. Just a thought. You know, I start snaking on the guy a little bit. And Adrian's got a hold of my leg, you know, and she's talking to me.
You want the dog for cheap still. So
yeah, yeah. But I'm like, dude, you know, I mean, this is amazing. I never met a duke before.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. This is just the guy I'm buying the dog from.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I'm like, wow, that's fucked up.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's pretty wild. So I'm talking to the Duke of Indonesia.
Right.
Who's all fucked up living in squalor. Nuts.
Living in squalor for God.
Living in squalor for God.
Because God wants you to live in squalor.
Because God thinks squalor's cool.
And breed dogs.
Whatever. Talk to Mother Teresa. I don't know.
He spoke to me. He said, breed dogs.
Hey,
go on to the world.
Well, the dude's got more education than one of us.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And he's a decent guy. He actually just... I noticed he was wearing a hospital bracelet. So when he was telling me that, I'm the king of Indonesia. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm from fucking space, you crackhead. Right? But it turns out I looked at his bracelet and stuff. And I said, so I noticed you just got out of the hospital. He was downtown helping junkies who OD on Welfare Wednesday. He goes out onto the street, picks up drug addicts who don't know where they are, and takes them to these halfway shelters.
One of the
junkies wakes up and fucking takes three of his teeth out. And then a bunch of other junkies hit him with bottles and knock him unconscious and rob him.
Oh, that's why he was in hospital.
He's 60 years old.
Holy crap.
I'm just like,
how
dude.
How was he looking? He was...
Oh, he's in rough shape, but I mean, he's going to be okay. But
wow.
I was just like... I'm just like, wow, you know, I
he's
don't know why you're
out.
Doing that.
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean, you got some hard-ass conviction on the go. I mean, I got some respect for conviction like that. I may not agree with those kind of people who do that kind of shit because, you know, whatever reasons.
Yeah.
But fuck, man, I got to respect that kind of conviction. So when I walk in the yard, there's like I go in the back there, right?
Yeah.
And there's a pit bull chained up on a long lead. It's got run to the yard, but he doesn't have it running off the leash, right? Which you got to be careful because people freak, right?
Yeah.
Media.
The media.
So the dog's like wagging his tail right up to me, eh? And so I go, I'm down, I'm petting the dog, and it's a female.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bitch.
Yeah.
And, you know, lots of, you know, tit action on the go there, you know. And it just had puppies, right? Like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm like all petting the dog and everything, and it was really cool, you know. And the dog's like, right, really cool dog, like not a growl, not even so much as a bark, nothing. And I'm like, okay,
happy.
Yeah, and this is the mother, right? And I'm like, okay, that's very cool. And I says, what kind of dog is this? And he goes, oh, he says, that is that dog comes from Texas. That's a Texas alligator. And I said, it's a what? Now, this is where I'm going to start asking people on the web, the world's biggest interdimensional search engine, okay? I need you guys to find out, anybody out there ever hear of an alligator bloodline pit bull? Because he was pretty sure, and he showed me the documentation. I don't have a photocopy of it, but apparently there's some fucking bloodline called the alligator bloodlines of pit bulls. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's fucked up. But anyway, this is like a really respected bloodline, or sort of Texas alligator bloodline. Can someone find out some shit about that? If you find out some information, can you send me some links, theman@rantradio.com, please? Okay, I don't know what's involved there. So I'm like, oh, okay, so what's the father? He said it was crossed. He goes, oh, it's very rare. And I'm like, do tell the Duke of Indonesia who's crossed an alligator with something.
And how rare can it be?
Oh, it's a Presa Canario.
Well, rare enough not to hear of it.
And I say, Presa Canario? So he goes, yes. And he starts showing me pictures. Now, I did find a Presa Canario on the web. The Presa Canario is another dog that was used for fighting in Spain.
Oh.
Okay, and after that got banned, the breed was taken out. It was actually a working dog, much like a Rottweiler was a working dog. But this Presa Canario that it was, it's a pure bloodline and had all the pedigree papers and all that shit. And I'm not really interested in the dog for show.
Yeah.
I just wanted a dog that was a hardy dog, and this guy's telling me.
Sure looks hardy to me.
Well, he showed me photos. I don't have the picture with me because the dark one needed it. But the dog for kicks, the father.
Yeah.
For fun, would bite onto a piece of leather, and the owner would put it on a winch and raise the dog up in the air,
yes,
like 5 feet off the ground, and the dog would hang there. And then he'd brush it. And the dog would hang there for half an hour.
Whoa.
The dog weighs 130 pounds.
It's holding itself. It's all weight by its teeth.
It doesn't have locking jaws.
Oh, really?
It does not have locking jaws. The Texas pit bull alligator mother has locking jaws.
Yes.
But it does not have locking jaws.
Wow.
I have some photos of the father, which I'm going to scan and put up. But I didn't want to seem like too much of a raving fanboy. Look at my doggies. Look at my doggies. I'm so little. But, I mean, it's cool to be excited. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, really? And he's showing me all this shit. And he's talking about Presa Canario. And I have checked it out since then. And he showed me some information there, and I've cross-referenced it on the web. You should check these dogs out. There's a lot of stuff that does say you do need to have a firm hand with the dog, but the dog is very much a people person. It is not a vicious dog. There's lots of pictures of the dog with children. It's just a big asshole. It's also called a Dogo Presario, and they're very big in Spain. They're extremely rare here, okay? I will never put a hat on my dog.
Just
looking
at
the gallery, there's hats on the dog. I may put sunglasses. I will probably put an angry T-shirt on my dog. But I will never, ever, 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 ever put a hat on my fucking dog. It's just not going to happen. Maybe a tinfoil one to stop the brainwaves. That's about it. Okay?
Oh, that's great.
So I'm like looking at this, and he's showing me all the history of this dog. And I'm like, shit. So he says, wow, that's really cool. He goes, And he says, well, what do you do? And my wife's there because I want to be, you know, the good Christian family and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And these pups are going for $1,500 each.
Huh.
Okay, because apparently, now somebody else can find me some information on this, the Pit Bull Presa Canario is a recognized breed.
Okay.
Okay. The only information I could find is that people would cross the Presa Canaria with pit bulls if they were going to go hunting wild boar.
That's the only purpose.
That's the purpose of the dog. Like wild boar, man. Do you have any idea how fucking crazy a wild boar is?
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So I was like, dude.
Some hard shit.
That's a pretty hardy dog. Now, I will admit that there was a part of me that went, wow, that's a tough dog.
Yeah. Because
there's no way, there's a certain amount of, you know, there's a certain amount of penis factor there. You're going to be going, fuck, that's a badass dog. You know, but then you think about it, you're like, well, yeah, I got this badass dog. What are you going to do with it? Probably teach him how to fetch. You know, like, what are you going to do with the
dog? Rub his tummy.
Oh, rub his tummy. Oh, who's a badass dog? Who's a vicious killer? You know, really. I mean, what are you going to do with this dog?
Call it Sweetums.
His Sweetums. You know, Jungle Bum. You know, I mean, Canyon Nipple. You know, what are you going to call his dog, you know? So I was like, wow, that's really cool. But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, wow. You know, what kind of people are going to respond to this ad? What kind of people are going to buy this dog?
Yep.
I started thinking about that. And
people
said,
from Surrey and wife beaters.
Well, the thing is this guy, okay, people from Surrey and wife beaters aren't going to pay $1,500 for a dog.
You've got to price those guys out of the picture.
Well, yeah, they're not going to pay $1,500 for the dog. And this guy was trained, he knows, like, this guy was into these dogs, okay? Like, he's nuts about these dogs.
Yeah.
And he ain't selling no dogs to nobody in no wife beater shirt. He asked me to bring my wife out with me when I came.
Okay. Yeah, okay, to prove that.
Because I'm trying to get a deal, and he's checking me out, too, because he's not sending one of these dogs away.
You know it's a good dog breeder when they check out who they're selling to, not
well,
just,
you exactly.
got money?
Yeah, here, you got money? Here's your fucking dog. Yeah, there'll be another one set ready in 6 months. Puppy farms, okay?
Yeah.
Now, people are going to notice, by the way, Sean, you remember those people who got killed in the United States, who got dragged around the apartment buildings by those dogs?
Yeah.
They were Presa Canarios. They're evil. No, they're not evil fucking dogs, you moron. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that'll say, there's no such thing as an evil breed of dog. Well, that's wrong. There is one that I know of.
Yeah.
That I'm truly afraid of.
Yeah. What's that?
It's from South Africa. I believe it's called the Colossus. It was in a combat survival magazine.
Colossus.
It's 310 pounds. They're banned. They're banned in every country. You can't find it on the web. I defy anyone to find me a picture of a Colossus. It's a 300-pound dog. It looks like a mastiff on crack.
Whoa.
Okay, it's 300 pounds. Okay, it was in a combat survival magazine I've seen published. It's purely bred for weapons. It's banned in every nation. You can't export it. Shit, you can't even move it around in Africa. Okay,
wow.
It's a fucking slaughterhouse.
Destroyed on site.
Yeah, You bring it into customs, they'll kill it right now.
Yeah.
It's a vicious, vicious, vicious animal. I'm sure that if you raised it from birth, you know, like there's certain dogs that are mistrustful of people genetically, like the Fila Brasileiro. Okay, that,
right.
That has a condition, there's a word for it in Spanish. Which people are like, wow, Sean knows a lot about dogs. But no, seriously, I like dogs, so I read a lot about them and shit.
Right.
But there's a certain word for it that makes them distrustful of strangers. Rhodesian Ridgeback. So it's another dog that you got to be really careful with. You know, there's a lot of, like, if you haven't heard about a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
I've heard of those. I think you've mentioned them before.
Yeah, they're used in South Africa. They use them for lion hunting.
Oh, right. That's why.
Yeah, okay. And they're a badass dog, too.
Lion hunting.
Very tough dog. Well, they don't actually hunt the lion, but they chase it out and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They avoid it. Like, a lion versus a dog. I'm sorry, the fucking dog's going to lose. Right? You can't stand up to a lion.
There's no dog big enough.
Yeah, there's fuck all that can stand up. Oh, an elephant. But that's about it, you know. So, it's pretty wild stuff.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, it was neat. So I'm like, wow, you know. So
he knew a lot about dogs too.
This dude, yeah. No, yeah, he's a nut. So I go in there and there's seven puppies in the litter.
Right.
Two of them are males.
Here comes the choice.
Yeah, two of them are males.
Yeah.
Five of them are females.
So what breed are these? Are these the mix?
This is a pit bull Presa Canary.
Okay.
So it's the Texas alligator. Fucking pit bull.
Okay.
With this champion Presa Canario dog, which I've got photos of, which I'll scan and put in if people want to see them, whatever.
Right.
That'll be going on the Sean SKTFM.TV. Sean's dog.
Right.
Sean watches. Sean reads. Sean has Sean's dog. Which I'm actually going to train to have like a little harness and shit. And I'm going to have them like, you know, those utility dogs. I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be so fucking cool. I'm going to wire my dog.
Sean, the new project.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Dogs are fucking cool, man. All shit aside, dogs rock.
Sean's dog will be on the internet within a year.
Oh, within the year. Oh, yeah. No, people are going
to
know what's happening with my dog.
Like,
my dog will be here in the
fucking
studio.
Be able to turn on webcams.
In the studio. In your house. I'm bringing a dog to your house. And I know you like dogs, so fuck you.
First.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going
to
bring a non-house. I'm not going to bring a dog that pisses on your floor.
Other than that,
I'll bring a dog that pisses on your face.
I'll push you down under the ground
and piss on your face.
Show you who's master.
Water sports. Anyway, sorry. Sick. Oh, my God. That's sick. No, but seriously. So I go in, and there's seven dogs. Five of them are females.
Yeah.
And there's two males.
Right.
both of the males are like a really, really dark brown, almost black brown, you know that thing going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all just adorably cute. But one of them is sleeping a lot.
Yeah.
And it won't move. And all the other ones are running around, and it's sleeping a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, that's a hacker. That's a hacker dog.
It's saving up for the night.
It's sleeping. Lazy dogs are smarter. Actually, with puppies, the ones that sleep the most are usually going to be the biggest because they're growing.
Yeah.
And that's when they grow. That's when they sleep. So I was looking at the dogs, and I turned it over. He's got a little bit of white on each of his paws.
Yeah.
And I look at his chest, and he's got a star on his chest. I'm not kidding. You can't see it in the photo I'm going to be posting, but it's got like this white, looks like a pentagram star on his chest.
Really?
And I'm like...
He is the marked one.
I'm like, let me get this straight. I got a Preza Canario imported fucking Brazilian dog crossed with a Texan alligator that I'm buying from the Duke of Indonesia that's got an elder sign scribbled on his chest. I'm buying this dog.
It's meant to be.
So at this time, I get up. Now, he wants $1,500 for this stuff. $1,500.
You're like, ooh.
I'm like, Jesus, man, that's a nice laptop.
Yeah.
You know, that's a nice fucking laptop. And,
Well, laptop will warm your lap, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it keeps me sky. Talking to the RC. Get crazy. Dog makes me crazy. It's similar. So, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to him, It turns out he's doing missionary work. And he's going to be doing some karaoke. I went to get karaoke equipment. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Karaoke. Okay.
Bottom line, I talk him down to $100.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes I use my powers for evil.
Oh, my. I don't get it.
Well, it's actually not just $100. I'm probably going to wind up doing more than fucking $2,000 worth of work for the guy.
Okay.
But it's all about the barter system, baby.
That's right. Okay.
And he's super cool, too.
Gotcha.
So, I got the dog. So, if people want to see it, we're going to post it.
Here it comes.
Because he's on the Rant Radio Sean Kennedy page. We're going to be posting that in the IRC right now. So you can, and there is a little picture of my wife holding the dog. And when he took the picture, it was really cool because I got an old Canon camera and he was yawning.
Oh, this is at his place.
Yeah, this is at his place. And he's yawning. And I took a photo. And that's what that little pink thing is his little tongue sticking out.
Oh,
and that's what he looks like.
Cool.
Now, there's a couple things that, like, I mean, I'm really excited about this. I'm like, damn, you know? But I want to really, because with a dog like this, you have to make sure you train it properly. You have to make sure that you've got, like, enough, you know, room and shit.
Oh,
if anyone out there can recommend to me a really good dog training book, okay? If anyone can let me know a good dog training book or any tips on that, that'd be really cool. TheManAtRantRadio.com. Also, you know what? Since this is my dog and it's going to be Chunky the Fucking Man's dog, SKTFMD. I'm wondering what I should name this guy. You know?
Good question.
It's a good question. Now, I'm handing out names. I'm doing digital baptisms and stuff.
That's right.
So I want to get some digital baptisms on the go. Now, I'm not going to be actually taking possession of the dog for 5 weeks.
Oh, it's still developing?
It's 2 weeks old.
Okay, okay.
So it needs mom.
I see.
And I'm not taking mom. Fuck that. Well, you're nuts. Actually, it was kind of crazy. I went in the house, and I'm looking at the puppies and stuff, and I hear this running up behind me, and I'm like, oh, here I am blocking the doorway.
Oh.
To these, this is going through my head in mere moments. It's like those dreams that last forever, you know, but they're only like a couple seconds long.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm in the doorway, and there's a Texas alligator pit bull coming up behind
me.
That
name is just wrong.
And I'm blocking it from its 2-week-old puppies.
Uh-oh.
What do you suppose this dog's going to come through my chest? You know, and it's going to make a fucking hole in me big enough to throw a cat through. So I'm like, oh, shit. The dog runs up to me, puts his head on my leg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I got none of bottom bone in the dog's body.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm like, okay, if there was anything that was going to make a dog wig out, this would be it.
That is it.
Yeah, so I was like, fucking cool.
That's like genetically implanted. Must protect babies.
Yeah, right now. So probably means that my dog's going to be just the most dopey motherfucker on the planet. Well, whatever. Whatever. But he'll be a tough dopey motherfucker. He'll be like, oop doop doop bang, spuck.
Wog.
Ooh, that's scary.
Wog dog.
Wog dog. Wog. Ooh, Wog. Hey, that's a good name.
That's a good one.
Call my dog Wog. Wog.
Wog.
That's not a bad name.
That sounds good.
Anyone who wants to send in some names, I want to hear some names.
TheManAtRantRadio.com.
TheManAtRantRadio.com. Any trips and training? And any ideas about making this the world's first cyber mutt? I want to wire this dog. I was thinking about things I could do. Like I was going to train him how to respond to commands from a Cobra radio, like hook a Cobra radio on a harness on his back, tell him to sit and stay.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Over
then
the radio?
You can get the camera on the dog.
And then you can go out and do wireless stuff. And then I can just, Chris, I don't know if I'd want people, like, commanding my dog through the internet. That wouldn't be cool. Because they'd, like, run him into traffic and shit. Because there's a lot of sick assholes out there. And, but yeah, stuff like that. So if you got cool ideas, I mean, I've thought of some ideas for harnesses and stuff like that. Because it's a working dog. And those working dogs like to have a job. Sean, that's sick. You're too fat and lazy to carry your own laptop. No, guys. Dogs dig this shit. Okay? They want to help. They're a great animal. And if you train a dog properly, it's fucking unbelievable. I mean, have you seen some of the shit on the Learning Channel they get dogs doing?
I know.
They're fucking responding to whistles and hand signs
like,
and
open
braille.
Open the fridge, get you a pop.
Typing. I mean, this dog that does Perl script. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, how crazy is this? My dog built my website. What the hell? You know, I mean, this is nuts how crazy these dogs get trained. It's very, very cool. Very, very cool. So if you've got any suggestions or they got any comments on the dog or you know someone who has the Canarios, or for God's sakes, if someone can tell me something about these goddamn Texas alligator bloodline, I'd sure like to know about that shit. But, wow.
Oh, yeah.
So that's and I got another thing too, but I'm going to talk about that next week. I got another really cool device that that goes with the dog. But
device that goes with the dog.
Well, not really, no. Okay. But it makes me having the dog easier.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be talking about that later. So was there anything else we wanted to cover tonight?
Yeah, there's something interesting. I was going through Shoutcast.
Uh-oh.
And this is very weird. And I noticed that somebody's rebroadcasting us.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, yeah. So I go, I look at it, it says, oh, it's playing the same song as I'm playing right now. I'm like,
right.
What the hell? What is this? And I go to their web page, and yeah, they're rebroadcasting us. It's not in English, though. The web page is not in English. I'll show
it?
You. It's called Evolution Cup. It looks like a gamer page, and I'll post that in the IRC here.
Oh, I want to see this.
Yeah.
I want to see this. It's
and
fucking cool.
It's kind of interesting, not just straight rebroadcast of Rant Radio. I don't know if
they put commercials in there?
I don't know yet. Found out just before the show. Okay, Evolution Cup, they've got like some Counter-Strike or some, I don't know what all that is.
Evil gamer stuff.
Right, and it's all, I think we've identified, I can't remember what language you identified this as.
I'm sure the people,
I think it's like,
yeah, if you know what this is, you know anything about this, you can read this shit, let
like
us know.
Swedish or something, I'd love a translation.
Yeah, well, what about Babelfish? Can't that sort this shit out?
We don't know what language it is yet. But here it is, and then we're going to go to this page. This is the interesting part.
Everdark.
Is the schedule
okay.
of their broadcasting, and I'm going to pay a
Linux post. Sweden. It's Swedish.
Linux Sweden. Okay, it is Swedish then.
Okay, well, let's see.
So you look at this schedule, and it's got Monday,
music,
Tuesday, Wednesday,
music,
Thursday,
music,
Friday.
Music.
It's got a bunch of music, and you see music industrial, and I'm like, well, that's my station, obviously. There's a bunch of music industrial. Then you look down here, and it says Sean Kennedy Show. On, well, this is kind of odd that it's not on Monday, but
it's on Friday.
They've got the Friday and the Saturday shows going on, and they've got another show that we broadcast, Hacker Mind, and they've got some industrial. So they'll rebroadcast all of our shows or all of us all the time.
Well, that's cool. I'm on there.
But you click on the Sean Kennedy Show, and it's like, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Lisa Paxson, Adino's Rants on. I'm Frank Hilmer, dear.
That's okay. Fred, Sweden, get on this, baby.
Yeah, so somebody, if they could translate this and ICQ it to
Fred,
me.
Fred and Sweden, you're our man.
And I want to know what this says.
I wonder what they're saying about me. I'm sure they're saying I'm like a fag or something. I mean,
oh, yeah. But this is like a Swedish site, and they're rebroadcasting an English show, so it's really interesting. And you click on the industrial stuff, too, and it's like...
Well, they got Rant Radio Live.
Bunch
There's
of...
a little sticker going Rant Radio
yeah,
Live.
Yeah, they got...
They got a little link to us. Well, this is cool.
This is kind of cool.
This is cool.
Oh, you see, they have this of WOG Mecca, SKTFM.
Gotta love these guys.
Little banner there.
God damn, that's cool.
It's
people
probably,
in other countries like...
Probably someone we know that listens to the show.
Yeah. Maybe it's Fred. I don't know.
So
that's fucking cool, though.
Let me try and find out some information.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great, guys. That'd be really cool. What else we got?
Also, there was some other Japanese or Korean site that was rebroadcasting us, too.
No way, really?
And I can't get a hold of them. And they.
Have you got a link?
I don't have it anymore because they went boom, gone. And I emailed them, so they might get an email back.
Well, maybe they got scared.
I don't know what they were doing.
Maybe they went, they're messaging us. They must want us to die.
Could be. And Smokey's SKTFM Rabbit fan page is back up and operational.
Yeah, it's very, very cool, actually. This is one that...
new and improved.
I'm thinking about actually subbing out for SKTFM.tv. Not to diss No Deal in any way. No Deal, Lars, you're the shit. You know that. I'm just looking at this, and I'm like, wow, man. He's got like...
Look at all the links.
Oh, my God. You know, he just needs some stuff on there for some... for the episodes, but that's about it. I mean, does he even have the music, the movies on there?
It's like, a little bit crazy.
I think it's cool. I think he did a fucking killer job on it, man.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress, I'm sure.
But it's very... Oh, yeah, he's got all the SKTFM.TV. Like, look at that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't scale right.
It doesn't scale right. He doesn't have all the mirrors.
Better than what I could do. Fuck, it's pretty nice, though.
And this must take him forever because it's got, like, 200 links on it.
Yeah, this is a lot of work, Smokehouse. You're the shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, kind of neat. He's got a lot of photos here.
It's your one-stop shop
for all your SKTFM needs.
And I'll post that in the IRC, too.
I'm sure he's probably going to have his dog up there before...
Yeah, don't go to SeanKennedy.com unless you want to listen to, like, some rockabilly stuff.
I should talk to that guy. I'm sure that guy must be getting emailed. Dude, I don't know who you are.
But you're not the Sean Kennedy I know.
You must have some fucked up people, because there's people from this cult who are looking for you and shit.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
I do not know what the... I should interview him. I should see if we can get
an interview with Sean Kennedy.
Sean Kennedy interviewing Sean Kennedy. That'd be a lot of fun.
That'd be so
funny.
Just
say, listen, man, so what are you about? You know, come on. We're doing it at a radio station. It'd be kind of funny. La, la, la. Can I buy your domain? You know,
can I have it?
If you die, can I have your domain? You know? What the fuck's the deal here? You know? So that's cool. Yeah, I think we should see if we can hook that shit up. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be fun.
Be a fun interview. I haven't had any digital baptisms. No one's wanted to be named. So if there's anyone out there who wants to get named, send me an email, and I will rename you and give you a really cool, sticky name. So special shouts out. I'd like to spend special shouts out to No Deal for fucking all the really cool shit he does. The guy's awesome. I also want to send, of course, shouts out to Simon in Manchester. He's probably still around. No, he fucked off.
And
he bailed. Good. Go to bed. I also want to send shouts out to Infoloop and everyone who's not going to the G8 Summit. I want to send shouts out to Ola Shack, all those guys who just send me shit. Neuralize, fucking guy. That guy's awesome. Neuralize, you're the shit. Just with these magic cards. Like, what? I bet you didn't think it would be this much work, did you? You make us cards, we give you a monkey for your back. it's pretty much a good deal. You're free to copy and distribute this show any way you see fit while you still can, because very soon Chart 22 is going to fuck us unless you act now.
Act now.
If you want to be on Rant Radio, you may as well write a letter, because we need programming and we need to stay on the air in order for you to be here. Otherwise,
Both at the same time.
You're free to broadcast this. You're free to do whatever you want with this. You can remix it like DJ Ojive, who does such awesome stuff, does. Dude,
that's right.
Very, very cool.
Yep.
Very, very cool.
He made
cool.
A new song we're going to play next week.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Cool. All right, and going through the IRC tonight, where we have Smokey Not a Coder.
I am not a coder.
I am not a coder. Abba Doobie, Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Copper Top, Countersink, Croji Robok, Dr. Zodiac, Disturb, Decker Case, Enoshian, Fester D. Penis. Who's really cool. He already said that he's working on he posted it in the IRC, so I'm going
to
say it now.
I also want to thank people who came out to the show on Saturday.
Yeah!
Supported Porn on Beta.
That was very cool.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I got up on stage there and did my thingy, as before. You know.
Sounds good like
and
that.
And the sound man was a fucking freak. And he just screwed everything up. Fester D. Penis, who's working on, check this out.
What is it?
Sean Headroom. He's working on,
sweet.
He's got a map. I've sent him a bunch of photos, 3D photos of me, and he's making an interactive Sean Kennedy thing. And the guy's an amazing 3D digital artist.
Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. So
that is awesome.
He said it. God Money, Gorka, Griffin, Hybrid Theory. God Money, who was at the show? Gorka, Griffin, great. Hybrid Theory, Infoloop, K16, Valedictory, Kadath, Kexler, Leshek, Malcav, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Neuralize, Payne Roberts. Don't know him.
Yep, I do.
You do?
Yep.
Payne Roberts?
Yep.
Do I know him?
Good guy. He was at the show.
Was he? Oh, cool. Prophet Doodle, Pyra, Rootword, Sarah Garblum, Sidestream, Sir Dark, Sparky, Spitzkov, Dowday Cheese, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, TYS, Vampire This Morning, WS Ninja, what? First of the Fallen, Axie, Chandiv, good name, Kokanee, Quadbox, and D-Day Species.
Wow. Oh,
that's a cool name, D-Day Species. I like that.
Some new people.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Very, very cool. And my name is Sean Kennedy. I am your open source celebrity. If, while we still have time, you can, in fact, send word out. You can distribute, talk about the show, talk about it, get people here. The more people we have, the show is steadily growing. It's very, very cool. Provided I don't turn into a freak on the air, it'll be very, very nice. Very, very nice. So,
and spread the word about Tariff 22 so we can stay on the air.
You betcha. You betcha. Write those letters, and snail mail is king. Always remember that. They have to respond by law to snail mail.
Yeah. So people who tuned in late, rantradio.com, click on the top banner to find out about Tariff 22 and why we don't like it.
The crossbreed of the dog, again, for people who are looking for it, is apparently Texas Alligator Pit Bull and Preza Canario, okay, is apparently the name of the dog. And that's about it. So until next week, people, always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, you were looking for a place to fit in, but I'm out.